a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
No, Chris, I am not a Nazi. I am not a Nazi. Okay, he thinks every white guy is a fucking Nazi after one bad weekend. One bad weekend, and now I'm a Nazi. I'm not. I got the Brad Pitt mustache from Inglourious Basterds. I am the furthest thing from a Nazi.
Okay, he says so.
All right, well, sorry. Just,
what else?
I feel like today we need to tell everybody right off the bat, we are not a Nazi.
We don't support the Nazi party.
Not a Nazi sympathizer podcast. We don't agree with that. So please, get off my nuts. I'm not a Nazi, all right, guys? I don't heil anything. I'm trying to think of other ones I could do, but I don't know. I don't believe in axes.
You like the Jews.
I do. I have many Jewish friends.
I met with a Jewish guy today.
Is that going to be like the new, like, I have a black friend?
I think so.
I know a Jewish guy. He manages my money. You met with a Jewish guy to manage your money.
I met with a Jewish guy to manage my money today.
Look, guys, I'm not saying stereotypes.
No,
all
stereotypes
true,
definitely exist.
But sometimes they're based in truth.
Yes.
A little bit of truth. And then, you know, it gets exaggerated. So how's it going, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Just the gang's back together. It's Alex, Chris, and Bobby. I'm bringing another PTG.
Episode 189. Come at me, James Simpson.
Hey, we got yelled at. James Simpson, the host of What's on Tap Radio, KPRC 950 on Sunday afternoons.
3 to 5.
Exactly. We're giving him a shout out, and he shit on us. He told us that it was hacky for a podcast to say what episode number it
which
is.
Which is dumb because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He was mostly talking about like when you're like, oh, episode number 4. And he's like, well, I don't care if it's the 4th episode. Just like go into it. And I was like, yeah, well, sometimes I don't know what to say. So it's a filler.
Plus, we're proud, or you are proud anyway, that you've done 189 of these things. Why not toot your own horn a little bit?
Right.
And who cares? I mean,
Thank you, Chris.
God,
thank
James
you.
Simpson is a stickler.
You know, I like that James Simpson segment a lot. And now,
you know,
actually, no, I don't. I don't not like James Simpson. He listens to the podcast.
Good people.
I love him dearly.
Dearly. He can't.
We need to get him back on the podcast, but he's always working when we're recording.
He's never been on with me. He always makes the joke that he can't listen to us with his kids in the car, which I think is
a lot of people have told me that.
I don't blame him, though.
A lot of people have told me that, and I'm just like, you probably should not put this anywhere near your kids. If your kids are in the house, I would put headphones in and just don't ever let your kids listen to this. Or do. Like, wait till they're like 18, then be like, let's go. Let her rip.
We don't give a fuck.
And then they can start at episode 1. They can hear it really, like, maybe, like, don't start at episode 1.
Episode 1 was rough.
Start at episode 69.
That's where Chris Hogan came in.
That's where Chrissy Hogan came
no,
in.
No.
You came in at 68 and a half, or okay, 67.
Because I remember I was
because we did somewhat. The Great Deluge was episode 68 and a half just because. Or no, it was 67 was Deluge. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
We did 69. You and me did episode 69 in that like little studio back at the radio station because that was back in the day when it was Alex, Chris, and Cole as the three hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We had a three-headed monster then. We really do have a three-headed monster now. We got Bobby Jokes, who's maybe the biggest head of the monster that
you
we got to worry
thought about.
Of
the three of us, you are the minority in this podcast group. How's it feel?
You're calling me the Nazi, huh?
I'm just saying.
I just
looked at Robert and noticed that he was also brown like I am. And
we would all be minorities then, because there's no majority, really.
Damn it, you got me on a technicality.
Technically, you're half white, though, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So then he like Robert is the minority at that point.
You're back in the majority.
But I liked it where you first said it, where the white guy's the minority,
right.
So I can play that card. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna keep that card in my pocket.
Go ahead, keep it.
Because I can play the, that means I can play the race card, right?
Correct. Yes.
If you guys gang up on me at any point, race card,
race card.
I just got to be careful not to do the Hitler, like, hail thing on it, because I'm not even going to do it on the camera, because I don't want to still shadow that available anywhere. All right, so we were having a discussion prior to the start of the podcast about ferrets.
Mm.
And
ferrets v snakes or any kind of reptile.
I'm not really saying I am a ferret guy myself.
Good, because nobody likes.
Nor am I a reptile guy.
Nobody likes the reptile guy.
My brother actually owned a boa constrictor at one point.
My brother owned
his name was Scooter.
I think I told you this like last week or 2 weeks ago. My brother owned an iguana and he left it out in the sun.
Yeah, he did.
Burnt to a crisp.
Well, he was tanning.
Well, he was just, you know,
wanted to get him the summer season.
He wants to look sunbathing.
Look good for the lady iguanas.
But yeah, he had an iguana and he left it out in
the sun. More flies outside.
In Houston, Texas, in the summer.
Yeah, it's frowned upon, I bet.
And PETA would have been pissed if they found out about that. But anyways, the conversation you and I were having, I think they care about any kind of animal. They care about fucking ants. Which I was thinking about yesterday because I saw this video of some lion like eating an antelope. And just gruesome. Just had the thing hanging out of its mouth. And I'm like,
that's what lions do.
I wonder what PETA thinks about this.
Well, it's nature.
Well, I mean, I guess, but aren't we part of nature?
We are, but they don't consider it that.
I guess. But anyways, the conversation you and I were having, what's worse, ferret guy or snake / reptile guy?
I think you got to be worried more about snake guy. Like, ferret guy is probably going to not be bringing weird friends around. You know, like, ferret guy probably
ferret
sticks
guy
to
won't
himself.
Bring weird friends around because he doesn't have any friends because nobody wants
right.
to be friends
That's
with ferret
not,
guy.
I mean, not to say any of our listeners or readers or viewers that have ferrets are necessarily weird. It's just a kind of a weird animal choice.
It is
a little
nasty
weird
animal
choice.
It is a nasty animal.
But, like, snake guy.
Robert has something to say.
All right, Bobby Jokes, what you got?
Robert has a ferret and a snake is what he's got to say.
He has both.
He has both.
In high school, my teacher had, like, three ferrets,
Your high school teacher was a fucking
weirdo.
In
the class?
No, he just owned three ferrets.
Was he kind of weird?
He was a little weird.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, he always kind of, like, hung
around
the
weird.
Female students. Like, when we would take tests.
Seems like a ferret kind of guy.
When we would take tests, he would, like, hover around them like, and be like, no, that's wrong.
Oh, my.
You know, like, kind of help them out.
Yeah. That's cheating.
That is cheating.
That's gender biasness right there, if you ask me.
Teachers can be weird. I remember when I was in, like, ninth grade, I had a geography teacher. And, like, the first day I walked into her class, I was immediately ticked off. Like, oh, this teacher's a fucking whack job. Because she had she had at least 100 Barbie dolls in her classroom, like all still in the box and everything.
That's
and
weird.
They were like the ones
mint
like all over the world, like, you know, because she was a geography teacher, she liked geography, so she had different Barbie dolls from all over the world, and they were just all like all on the walls in the classroom. And I remember, what a fucking weirdo. It's like that scene in Dodgeball when Vince Vaughn walks into the girl's apartment and saw the fucking unicorns.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you're weird. But anyways,
my mom always has a lot of M&Ms. She's like, she's a kindergarten teacher, so you have to have like a theme for your room, and she has always like the M&M room. So like over the years, over like a decade plus, people have just given her lots of M&Ms things.
Yeah.
So if you walk into her room, it looks like the M&M store just threw up. But like, it's not like creepy, because like M&Ms are cool, and like,
and plus she's
for kindergartners.
Kids. Yeah, it's kindergartners, but
she's not doing kids. She's not that kind of teacher.
She was a high school teacher. Your mom would probably be the best teacher.
Mom is a really good teacher.
How long has she been teaching kindergarten?
Forever. No, that's not kindergarten.
Does she complain about it, or does she absolutely fucking love it?
She's like,
because I can't imagine. It's too hard.
I kind of had this discussion the other day where it's like, some people are just born to teach.
Oh, yeah.
And she was born to teach kids, like younger kids, and she's fucking great at it. Where like, she'll come home and tell me like, oh, so-and-so bit me, and this happened. Like, I would punch a kid. I would throw a kid across the room,
Alex,
and I would lose my job.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you just can't.
You just can't.
No, like, but okay, that's the difference between you and me. I would backhand a kid, but well,
how
he
old
fucking
was
bit
kindergartner?
Me.
Five?
I think 4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah. Of all the grades to teach, though, that's got to. Is it the
easiest? The hardest one.
No, sir. Nuh-uh.
Well, like,
those,
to
I
deal
think,
with them?
Honestly, junior high has got to be the worst because the fucking 14 year old
kids. Okay, but you're in kindergarten.
Grown, and I swear to God, I was such a bad ass when I was in junior high.
You're in kindergarten, and so like nobody comes to school with their parents being like, this kid has like a learning disability, this kid is special needs, this kid,
they're just a clean slate.
Like, so they come in there, and then like, you've got to be the one that's like, hey,
yeah,
little Billy might not be,
you can't tell the difference
ready
between pink and
for
yellow.
You know, for school next year, we might have to hold him back. Like, she's gonna have to do that.
Yeah.
Or like, get him to, maybe he needs to go to like a special class. And it's like, there's nothing wrong that he has to do that, but it's like, you have to be the one that has to help diagnose that, you know, and like, the kids are still shitting their pants.
Yeah, no,
kids are pissing themselves.
At first,
like,
I was gonna say
that
kindergarten has got to be the easiest grade to teach, but no, I think somewhere like it starts to get easier in high school because the kids are getting older, and but still, like, even high school,
they got
kids,
an attitude at that point, and I get that.
I swear to God, junior high has got to be the worst. Anywhere between sixth and eighth grade.
Not really, because like if they play any extracurricular sport, which most junior high kids do, then you just tell their coaches and they make them like run until they throw up. I don't know if they can do that now though, with all the snowflakes we got coming around. But like in my day, back in my day, in high school, we had my freshman year. I remember we were a little chatty in our social studies class, and Miss whatever her name was, it was Boatnig or Bonig or whatever her name was.
Racist.
Well, it wasn't.
Okay.
Because her name began with a B, and she was this blonde fucking bitch that I hated, and I always get kicked out of class because I talked too much. But then she finally, like all of like a lot of football players were there, and like every other class that was on the freshman center, like their teachers would usually let them out, or the football players, so we could go and we'd be out of practice by time. And she made sure we were never going to leave early. Hmm. Like we hated this bitch, and we kept talking. And she finally, like one day, got one of the coaches to come and sit in for like 3 days. And it was like, we didn't talk at all. It's like, oh, you're a little bit different when the coach is like, yeah, bitch, because the coach makes us run. I don't care what you say. She would send me to the front office all the time. She just kicked me out of class, and I'd go sit in the front office, and like I was cool with the secretary there. Do you want a Coke?
I used to be so cool.
Yeah, all right. Like, I'd rather have a Coke with you than sit and learn.
I remember when I was...
And we'll get to why learning is never fun, no matter how old you are.
When I was a freshman, eventually, my chemistry teacher, when I was a freshman, Miss Afisimama. She was this...
What?
Miss Afisimama. She was this Jamaican...
That was really her name.
Really her name. She was... I don't know if she was from Jamaica, but she was somewhere. She had a thick, thick accent. Really thick.
Yeah, man!
And, every time I think about it...
To learn the math, man!
Got to slap at the base.
Slap at the base, man!
I think I love you, man, every time I hear it's bad Jamaican accent. Anyways, Miss Afisimama, she was like, you have to stay after class.
Miss Afisimama.
And I was like, no, I got to get to football class. And like, I don't know how it worked for you, but for football class, you had 5 minutes to, you know, from when the bell rang and when you had to be in class. We had to like get from class to the field house.
Dressed. Out.
And no, well, we just had to stand in front of our lockers by the time the bell rang.
Oh, we had to be like... Oh, not so by the time the bell rang, but we had like...
Oh, no, we had by the time the bell rang. Yeah. Not the 2 minute warrant, but like the final bell, you had to be... completely dressed, standing in front of your locker, and the teacher was like, you have to stay after class, and I'm like, nope, not doing it, and like after, I stayed like after 1 minute, and she was yelling at me for something, and I just said, fuck it, I gotta go, and I just bolted out of her classroom, and by the time I got to the field house, the coach had already found out that I had bolted out of her classroom, and I got some running, oh yeah, God, we used to do those fucking suicides, man, did you ever do those?
Suicides that... Line,
where we would do gut checks, where
we did up downs were big for us.
We had gut checks whenever we would fuck up, like whenever a group of us would fuck up, they'd make the whole team suffer. So like, all right, skill positions, you got 90 seconds to get around the fucking the track, and if you don't make it, then you're doing up downs for however long I say. So
I did a lot of running.
It was fucking awful.
But you get to a certain point when you're getting punished and you just don't give a fuck. And then, like, I also realized, oh, they're going to make me bear crawl this field the rest of the
I like bear crawls. I did
I
not
fucking
mind
hate
it.
Like, but we had a hill. We had a hill.
Oh.
And we had to, like, bear crawl up this hill and down the hill and then back up the hill. And, like, they would make me do that. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go slow as fuck because you told me I had to do it until the end of the period. You didn't say I had to do it good. You didn't give me a max amount. Like, I'm fucking going as slow as I can. I'm going to get on my knees when I have to. I don't care. Man, high school football is starting out too. People are like, I saw like on the news they're talking about the practice. I'm like, I'm glad that's not me.
There's a high school right across the street from my apartment. Literally, like I can walk out my door and hear them practicing. And man, when I get home from work on some days,
just buy a whistle.
It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the sun is just beating down, and I see those motherfuckers out there. I'm like, oh God, bless you guys.
Go get a whistle and just
2010.
Like,
oh, I know, right?
Like what? Did I go?
2010 was like one of the hottest summers in Houston. I remember being out there for 2 days, and oh, it was brutal.
Makes you man, though.
It was, yeah, it does.
Makes you man. Puts a little hair on your chest, boy.
Indeed.
Nothing like Texas high school football.
Anyways, can we get back to ferrets?
Oh, yeah, we did kind of get off that.
All right, so don't judge us, Robert. Ferrets are much worse. Ferrets are fucking awful. I don't like going into a house where I know a cat lives. Like, you can instantly smell a cat is in this house.
Right.
Ferrets are 10 times worse, man. They're like rodents.
I just don't get, like, where do ferrets come from?
I don't know.
Like, what is it? Like, what do wild ferrets, like, where do they live?
I don't know. Who knows?
You
it's
know,
like, they're weird mix.
Like, snakes would be in the jungle. I get that.
They're a weird mix between, excuse me.
That was weird.
Yeah, I know. Possums, rats, and cats.
And raccoons.
I guess raccoons.
A little bit raccoony.
Little raccoony around the eyes.
Uh-huh. And they're gray.
But just...
And a tail.
They're just rodents, man. How can you... And like, at least, you know... like, who would you rather be a roommate with? If you had to be a roommate with a snake guy or ferret?
Ferret guy.
Really?
Ferrets can't fucking get out and gross. Kill you. Now, I've seen the Big Lebowski, and I know they can bite at your balls and shit, but like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, I think they had to be trained.
That was a marmot,
they had to
by
be,
the way.
Was it? Well, it was like, that's basically the same thing as a ferret, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, no, a snake can but get most, out. Like, my brother had a snake that got out, and he didn't know where it was for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but most snakes...
He didn't... There was a snake just roaming his house, and he had no idea. Like, I would be terrified.
Most snakes that are in people's homes aren't poisonous, right? There are only like 4 poisonous
snakes. Boa constrictors
snakes.
Can choke the
Who has
fuck
a fuck
out
has
of
a boa?
My brother did.
He's a boa.
A lot of people that have snakes have boa constrictors.
That's stupid. How long was it?
His didn't get like super big yet, but it died before it got like a chance to be big, but it could have been like 6 feet.
What was
feet.
His name?
Scooter.
Of course it was.
It was an awesome name for a snake.
I guess. No, ferret guy. Ugh, gross. Like I'm picturing...
Let us know at Pass the Great Pod. Yeah. Snake or ferrets? What would you rather live with? A guy that's a snake guy or a ferret guy? Because if it can kill you, I'm gonna go the other guy. So I'm gonna go ferrets. Not saying it's a great choice. But like you can also put a ferret in your hoodie, and that's kind of cool.
Gross.
But like you can't do that with a snake. I guess you could, but it still might kill you.
Hmm.
And yeah. Satan was a snake, so yeah, I guess you're evil.
I never had any interest in snakes or stuff like that. I've never been scared of them.
Not a big reptile guy.
No?
Not a big reptile guy.
Nah.
So that's that, I guess.
That's that, huh. I guess. Where have you
all
been,
right.
Alex?
Well, I'll tell you where I've been. Let's get right to... I think we got... I don't know where the Lay the Lets are today. They're slacking, huh? Hey, guys.
Hey, you. Where you been?
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 Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you gone? Where you gone?
Since you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
All right, well, I did my last appearance down at the Akima Boardwalk for Rock the Dock Thursday, last Thursday. It was aight, I guess.
I haven't been to Akima in years. Last time I was in Akima, my brother was arrested for stealing a basketball.
Like, from the boardwalk?
Yeah. Like, one of those
games.
He just
grabbed it and ran off?
I forget what he and his
friend... He got arrested.
Friend, oh, yeah. Arrested. Had to go to court.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, you know, the game where you shoot the basketball, if you make it, you get to keep the basketball. Well, I guess he didn't make it, and a basketball bounced out, so he picked it up and ran off with it. He was, like, 14, 15 years old. Something stupid. And yeah. And I remember the image of the fat, like... person who was running the carnival game chasing my brother and his friend, and she was knocking. It was like this fat lesbian chick, and she was short and stocky.
Whoa, what? That's making an assumption right
and,
there.
And she was just not going to catch my brother, and it was funny. And then they got arrested. Good times. And I remember vividly.
Like, they went to jail for the night?
No.
They just got, like, a ticket.
Yeah, they just got a ticket, I think. I guess arrested is the wrong word. But they definitely, like, cuffed him or whatever and gave him a citation, I guess. But I remember vividly us walking up to the boardwalk and my mother turning around to my brother and saying, don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble. And then my mother getting the call.
He found a way.
Yeah, he found a way. But yeah, haven't been to Kima in forever.
So I got to do that. That's done
is
for
Bubba
me.
Is Bubba Gump shrimp still there?
Yeah, it is.
Ugh,
it is.
That place is gross.
You don't like it?
No.
Forrest Gump is the reason they made it.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, that's a great movie, so it should be great food.
It is a great movie. Don't tell Cole that. He disagrees wholeheartedly for some reason.
Okay, Oscar nominee, just not good.
I know.
All right.
Did
also,
it win an Oscar?
I don't know.
He won an Oscar. Go ahead.
I also saw Bert Kreischer at the Improv on Friday night. That was pretty awesome. He sold out every show he had at the Improv.
And they were plugging the hell, like, they kept sending the emails. Hey, do you want to have Bert Kreischer on your show? Do you
want
to have
Bert Kreischer? Because it was already sold out. So like, he was doing the radio with it sold out. It was a sold out show.
But it's
he's
weird.
Fucking hilarious.
He
dude.
Is. I remember
he did the whole show shirtless.
I didn't know
took
about
the shirt
him.
Off
well,
immediately
listen,
when he gets up there. That's his thing. Though.
I didn't know about him until like less than a year ago.
The machine
I was,
story.
I was searching, like I was flipping through channels, and then I see this guy on stage with no shirt, and he's fat, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And so I ended up watching his entire special, and I heard the machine story, and it's fucking great.
Yeah,
he's,
the machine
he's a
story.
Funny dude.
He's a YouTube sensation because of that. I'll try and post the machine story on our stuff from the show page.
And it's one of those stories. Awesome. It's one of those stories that's so detailed. Mm-hmm. You gotta believe it. He's not. How could somebody make that up?
Van Wilder was based
I know.
On him
mm-hmm.
because of his time at Florida State.
He was like Rolling Stone said he was the most party. Like,
yeah,
craziest party.
Pretty much, and it was based on the article that Rolling Stone wrote about him that was adapted
that's
to make
funny.
Van
I wonder
Wilder,
if he gets
which
any
is
money
ridiculous.
From that,
I would assume he has to get something, right?
Hmm.
But,
I didn't even know about the dude until like 6 months ago.
Yeah, no, I think he is one of the best storyteller comedians, maybe the best right now. Like, I think Brant Tobler that we've had on the podcast before is one of the best as well. I just think that he's not as notorious and not like, as well known. But like, yeah, when you can craft it like that, and like he did 15 minutes where he just talked to us about, like, he had his phone out and was showing us video, like he showed us a video of his daughter rolling in dog shit, just playing out in the yard, and like showed us videos on his phone, and I was super entertained. Like, he talked about his family, and usually I get annoyed when people are just like, my kids. Didn't fucking care, because it was hilarious the whole time through. It was awesome. And he went like an hour and 20 minutes. It was the late show, so people kept buying him shots. He was taking fireball shots. He was drinking double Tito's and soda the entire night. It was awesome, dude.
Yeah. I love
seeing. And he hadn't been to Houston in like 4 or 5 years, he said. And he said he's coming back every single tour now.
Nice.
Because like they fucking jam-packed that place. But like I was there, and like he was also very good at like when people are yelling out shit at comedy shows, especially the late shows, because you get the kind of drunk people. And he was very good at like being able to hear that, like, they weren't yelling, talking shit or anything like that. They were just yelling because they were excited that they oh, Tom's fat, trying to talk about Tom Segura and shit like that. But it was awesome. I was really happy I got to see Bert Kreischer.
Going to see a comedian is my favorite form of entertainment, better than seeing a band or a movie, anything. I'd rather go see any, like, I don't even know who the guy is, than go see, I can't even think of my favorite band.
Shout out to Raymond at the Improv, though, for hooking me up that night. Cool. With the tickets, and then like he gave us good tickets too. I figured, I was like, dude, if I can just get in, I'm cool. And he gave us like
Raymond Cook
up at the front, the head guy there. Yeah, he gave us up at the front, like right, like not right in the front of the stage, but like right next to that, and it was awesome.
He's given me a couple tickets.
It was a solid show though. So if Bert Kreischer is coming anywhere near you, go see him. It's awesome. He's also got a podcast called The Bert Cast, so check that out. And it's usually just him telling stories and talking to guests telling stories too. So that's pretty awesome. Also, I have been looking at apartments. The old apartment hunt.
That's fun.
It's not fun. I don't like having to put a list and then you realize, oh, this doesn't have a washer dryer hookup. Okay, X. Okay, let's go look at this place. All right, and you're driving all around town. Went to a couple places and ended up settling on a place that we're going to move.
Don't say settle.
I mean, I'm settling on it, not in a bad way. Yeah. Like, I found a place that I like. It's awesome. It's a little bit closer to work, and so I guess that would be closer to you. But
I mean, it's like two blocks.
Yeah, it's not that different, but it's three lights closer to work. I've calculated that. So if you're stuck at a red light, it's like 6 minutes you cut off the time, which doesn't really matter.
You're still far as fuck from me, which not that far, but man, I swear to God, the drive here, it's like a pain in the fucking ass sometimes.
Well, it's traffic. It's just traffic. It's not the distance, actually. But so we settled on that. We signed that. It's got like a nice little den in it. It's got a one bedroom. It's a one bedroom, but two bathrooms, which is weird. I've never seen that. But I'm not going to complain about it.
Two full
bathrooms. Because it's pretty dope. But we've got like a den. We're going to turn into a podcast studio, a tiny podcast studio. So I guess we're going to have to sell the tiny studio. Yeah, she gets it. She gets it.
Or did you even ask her?
Oh, she's known. She's known. Well, because I've got all this like shit hanging around. Like I've got like Giants helmets and Rockets posters hanging in our living room now, or kitchen or whatever the fuck this is, and so we're gonna put that in the den, and we'll have like it'll be like man cave, but it's not really a cave; it's just
have a TV in
man
there?
Den. I don't think so. We're gonna be right next to the living room, so we could probably just use that TV. But I've done that, and then have you heard of the Sarah Ah app?
No,
Sarah Ah app, Sarah Aha.
I don't know. Sarah?
Sarah A-H is how it's spelled. But it's basically what it is it's an anonymous messaging app. Mm. So you can leave me, like Alex P. Middleton is my username. And I put this out on Twitter the other day. It was like, hey, do this and I'll read the best ones on Pass the Gravy. So these are some of the funny ones that I got that are just like, I don't know who they're from. It's just what people say.
Just random messages?
Yeah, and you can say anything. So, like, one person said, that one time you pissed me off at 3 a.m., I grabbed $40 from your wallet as hush money. I have no idea what that means. I have no idea who that is, but I don't ever remember missing $40, so good for you then. You got away with it.
Mexican dude stole it from you.
That might have been him. It was Manuel or whatever his fucking name is. when I was 2, my mom bought me a pet duck for Easter. It would follow me around the yard, nipping at my diaper, causing me to cry and be upset. After a week, my grandfather had enough and shot that duck. I cried no more. Why did you send me that? That's awesome, though.
That sounds fake.
Somebody said, I have a funny wiener. That's another one. Mm. And then, that's pretty... Like, those are the good ones that we got. And then a lot of just, like... there was actually a lot of, like, nice feedback that people said, like, positive things to me. And I was kind of like, hey, guys, thanks. But, yeah, check out the Sarah Ah app. I don't really know what it's for. Like, I feel like it's creepy if you're a chick.
Yeah.
Because then guys are just like, oh, I want to bang you.
Speaking of creepy chick things, did you hear in New York there's a... thing going on in the subways where guys are sending, like, you know, the AirDrop app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sending random chicks on the subway pictures of their dick.
That's awesome.
Which is
would you have your AirDrop open?
Don't have your
AirDrop. I wouldn't send my dick out, but like,
no, that seems very funny though.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I like that.
I have heard stories about like random people, like they just sent them a note on AirDrop saying, "Hey, you look cute. What's your number?" And they get the number.
How do you send a note on AirDrop?
Because you can do a note and you can take a screenshot of it, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and then send them the picture. Send them that.
But they have to like accept it, right?
I think yeah. If their AirDrop is turned on, then they get a notification and they have to accept it. And it's from a stranger. So you are accepting a, like, who the fuck is this? And then just open it up. And there it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, AirDrop.
Hmm. Well, mm-hmm. it's the way of the future.
Way of the future, indeed.
So what have you been up to, buddy?
Let's see. I went and saw, resaw Dunkirk with my brother. Still a fantastic movie, in case you were wondering. Either of you guys seen it yet?
Have not.
Do you guys have any interest in seeing it?
I'll probably see it when it comes out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it was still good. Also, did I get this? I go through these weird phases where I kind of like you, Alex, where I find something and I go hard on it. You know what I mean? And uh-huh. I watched The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 on Showtime. Have you seen this movie with Denzel Washington?
No.
And John Travolta, Robert. I know you haven't seen it. Anyways, Denzel and John Travolta. John Travolta's robbing a train, and I'm thinking, man, Denzel's been in some great fucking movies. So, like the last 3 days. I've just been watching all these Denzel Washington movies. I watched Flight, which is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Training Day, which is fantastic. Yeah. Unstoppable. Have you seen Unstoppable?
I have not seen Unstoppable.
Oh, my God. Do you know what it's about? With the train
well,
that just keeps
on going?
Well,
you can't stop the guy.
Where the
it's
train,
like Rush. Or Speed, I mean. Speed. It's like
no,
Speed.
It's not like Speed. Speed is a fantastic movie, though.
It's
I think
right.
that was one of What's-Her-Name's first movies.
Halle Berry?
No.
She was in Speed 2, right?
Sandra Bullock.
Was Halle Berry in Speed 2?
No.
With the boat?
I think Sandy Bullock was in
Speed 2. Cruise Control.
Cruise Control. I like bad movies, and Unstoppable is such a bad movie, but it's really good.
It's so bad it's good?
It's so bad it's good. Those are my favorite kinds of movies. That's why I like the Fast and Furious movies so much.
They're pretty bad.
But they're so bad.
I'm not going to comment on it.
They're so bad that they're good.
So we're gonna get that
Cole gave me a copy of Fast and Furious 8.
Fate.
Fate, exactly. He just gave it to me because the studio had sent him an extra one. So I tried to play it on the Xbox that he gave me. That he
it didn't
also
work.
Me. It didn't work, and I was pissed.
He's just trying to screw you over.
I've
now.
Got this copy of Fate, and I can't even watch it.
I just can't wait till Fast 10 Your Seatbelts. That's what I'm looking forward
that's
to.
That's a good title.
If that's what they name it, I'll see it.
That's a good title.
But I also want credit. So I get all of the
Fast
royalties.
Fast 10 Your Seatbelts.
I get all the royalties.
You got
to
something,
it.
Robert?
Yeah, where have you been?
Well, have you? Are you done?
Oh, that? Yeah. I saw you hovering over by the microphone.
Oh, I just guess. I did butt stuff.
Whoa.
What?
All right, how'd that go?
Robert!
You and the girlfriend trying new
trying
stuff.
New
all right.
Things. All right.
Was she a fan of it?
Well, we did. We just painted our butts.
What?
Okay.
We painted our
it's
butts.
It's that hands. Kind of butt stuff.
Why did you paint your butts?
She wanted a painting.
She what?
She wanted a painting, like, to hang in a room.
So she oh, I get it. She didn't put paint on your butt.
Yeah, she did.
No, that's what she did.
I thought, okay.
They pressed hams up against the canvas. Guess,
Robert, walk
right?
me through this. Walk me. What?
Okay, so we got took our clothes off,
mm-hmm.
but whatever. Painted put black paint on our butts.
Yeah,
and then got a canvas and stamped our butts onto it.
Is it on your Twitter?
Yeah,
at RobertRobosa03. Go look at it.
Hang on, I gotta see this.
Or is it on Instagram? I think it's on Instagram.
It's also
it.
At RobertRobosa03.
Fucking
maybe get an Instagram, bro.
Dude, Instagram.
2017.
For homos.
Nope. A lot of people
Robert
have Instagram.
Barbosa, you say? Two S's.
One S.
You've worked with him for how long?
Instagram.
You don't know how to spell his name.
Shut the fuck up, Alex.
I'm just saying. Some friend.
Robert the Bosa. Boss Bosa.
Barbosa. B-A-R-B-O.
Yeah, but the Instagram. S-A. Can you just pull up on your phone and show me, Robert?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
You're so simple, Chris. You're such a basic
why?
Bitch.
Why do this, Robert?
Just wanted a painting.
He's
of
edgy. And it's art. It's for art, bro.
Yeah, this is of mine.
You're looking at Robert's ass right there.
That's quite a crack, dude. Okay, then.
So,
is that... Yeah. All right, then. There you go.
So it's hanging up now? Did she, like, frame it? Or is she...
I think she wants to frame it, but we haven't found a frame yet.
Nice.
It's in a room, though.
So, like, did y'all paint anything else, or y'all just did that?
Just that.
Just that.
How did it come about?
Who had this idea?
She did.
Okay. She's a...
Sam, you dirty girl.
You dirty gal.
I don't know. I think she saw someone else do it, but they did it with, like, their clothes on.
Not as cool.
No. Not as cool. Something like print.
Just don't let her put glitter on your ass and then spank it in slow motion, because I did that with Emma, and there's still glitter on my all over my house. Like, it's awful.
That yeah, I see it every now and then.
I hate it. Like, every now and then you, like, clean up shit, and you're like, fuck, that's gold glitter. God damn it. Still. Like, months later. So you're an artist now, basically.
Uh-huh. I think so.
I like
fine
it.
Qualifies you. Fine art.
You should teach art. You could. It's liberal arts, right? Ha ha ha. What else have you been up to, buddy? Is that it?
That's pretty much it.
All right, well. Is that were you done too?
Yeah, I was done.
That's where you been? All right. That's a solid where you've been, guys. We've all been a little busy, haven't we? You know who else will help you if you're busy is Blue Apron, because you know sometimes you don't have time to go to the grocery store and get all of your shopping needs, but you can always use Blue Apron with us and you're going to have perfectly ready to cook meals delivered right to your door. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. They established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, that means that you're getting the freshest ingredients delivered right to your door. You can create incredible meals in the kitchen in 40 minutes or less. And each week, customers receive a refrigerated box containing all of the ingredients that they need. Boxes contain cards that highlight seasonal crops and supplier stores, and each set of ingredients corresponds with its own recipe card that has instructions, pictures, and helpful cooking tips. Cooking together builds stronger family bonds, and research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times as often. Those families that spend a lot at restaurants and high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 a person for a delicious meal. Here's your some examples of what you'd get if you ordered this week from
Blue
Apron.
Here we go.
Let's see if I can Alex pronounce them. Let's see.
Bet you how many you got to pronounce?
Six.
All right. I bet you get four right.
Well, I'm looking at number one, and I'm not feeling great. But seared steaks and thyme pan sauce. T-H-Y-M-E. Thyme
Is
pan
it pronounced
sauce.
Thyme? And, I think it's thyme.
And thyme pan sauce. Miso chicken ramen, cold and fairy tale eggplants. Now that sounds interesting. I want to know how that goes. Sweet pepper and summer squash fajitas. Spicy summer vegetable curry, fresh rigatoni, and sun-dried tomato pesto. Now those
tomato
pesto, and that sounds like a pretty solid week's worth of food if you're ordering Blue Apron. And here's the deal that we've got for you: if you want to do that, go to blueapron.com/ptg to get $30 off your first order. That's blueapron.com/ptg. We're literally giving you $30 in free motherfucking food. Go to blueapron.com/ptg. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. And also, maybe if you're cooking, you want to be cooking in your underwear, and you're like you're feeling a little self-conscious about your underwear because it kind of sucks, and you want to like step up your underwear game. Well, then just use MeUndies. Those are our pals. They hook us up with underwear. Elevate your underwear game with MeUndies. You perfected your wardrobe. So what about the stuff that not everybody gets to see? If you've been settling for store-bought 5-packs, I've got something that can change your life for the better, and I'm talking about MeUndies. What's the first thing that you put on and the last thing you take off every day? It's your underwear. You can make your most important piece of clothing the best it can be with MeUndies. What are MeUndies? They're just seriously soft, feel-good undies that are delivered right to your door. MeUndies are designed in L.A. and made from sustainably sourced micromodal, which is a fabric that's three times softer than cotton. And if you're not ready for a subscription, that's okay. You can still save. That's because MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. So go ahead. Revamp your underwear drawer today. You deserve it. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/podcast. MeUndies.com/podcast. How about that?
You know what I love?
What do you love?
When you open up Twitter and then you see everybody losing their shit. Trump. And then you're like, why is everybody losing their shit? And then you scroll down a little bit. Trump's giving a press conference right now. That's
yeah.
What. Trump's giving a press conference right now, and everybody's losing their shit, apparently. Obviously, over the events that went down.
That's a game that I like to play sometimes, like, when you turn on Twitter, and, like, if you don't have the TV on or anything, like, if I'm just, like, bullshitting around, I'll be like, all right, people are freaking out over something. I'm not going to go to any links. Yeah. I'm not going to click anything. I want to just see if I can scroll through my timeline and decipher what the fuck is happening. And usually, you sort of can, but you don't ever really get the full picture.
It was weird. Saturday morning.
I tried to do that on Saturday.
I kept seeing these pictures of dudes with tiki torches, and I was like, what, was mm-hmm. there a luau that I wasn't invited to?
Yeah, some sort of Nazi luau? What's going on?
Oh, lordy.
But yeah,
we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that soon. Actually, why not? What better time than now.
It's the comeback kid.
The comeback kid
of the week. The comeback kid of the week. Bitch.
I wish I could have made it gone. Cut. That would have just added a little extra rim shot there.
Did you have tiki torches on the comeback?
Well, let's get right to it. Let's start off with Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott, talk to town. You know what had to happen, Chris. You know I had to bring it up. You know I had to. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel Elliott suspended 6 games by the NFL. Daddy Roger Goodell. I'm not going to call him Commissioner Roger Goodell because he's like
call him Daddy?
Dictator.
Oh, okay.
Because he made the Cowboys, had to call him Daddy, I guess. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I was trying to make a bad joke. It was bad. It was not good. It was not good because I was going to say like he made the Patriots call him Daddy, but the Patriots won a Super Bowl, so they didn't really have to. But so he suspended Ezekiel Elliott after over a year-long investigation. Also, during that investigation, Ezekiel Elliott also exposed a girl's boob during St. Patrick's Parade and hit a DJ in a club.
Before their year-long investigation took place, the police had an investigation in which they didn't find that he did not hit the girl. They didn't find that he did hit the girl. They just found that there was not enough evidence to prove whether or not he hit the girl. And based on that alone, you know...
And after all of this weekend, he's also coming out now with this rhetoric that she was playing this black-white game.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know the chick was black. I heard the voicemail. I thought she was white.
She's white, which is why she's playing the black-white game. Where, oh, they're going to believe a white woman over a black guy every time. It's the old To Kill a Mockingbird theory, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
As you could say. He raped a white woman. Now he's fucked, but like, no.
He was busting up that shiver robe. Wasn't busting up no kind of shiver robe.
Look at us. Now we're like a book club, too, really.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been the last book I read.
Are you serious?
No, not really. I read Brant Tobler's book, his last book.
Oh, yes, of course.
But yeah, Ezekiel Elliott suspended. Now, I'm not going to lie. I hate the Cowboys with a passion, but I kind of don't see why it took them this long to finally reach the agreement. Like, it just feels like they're like, I don't know, we'll stick them with 6 games, which will probably get pled down to 4, or appealed down to 4. I mean, not pled. But, yeah, I still, like, my one argument, though, with why he got suspended was just, like, he's been under that investigation the whole time, and I feel like when you're under an investigation, like... You should probably be on your best behavior.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. They suspended him for domestic violence. If they wanted to suspend him for whipping out bitches...
Domestic violence would also be hitting a DJ, correct?
No.
It's a...
No, that's just...
Domestic place.
No.
There's domestic drafts.
No, domestic and violence.
They were serving domestic drafts, and he hit a DJ in that club, which is, I would argue,
if they wanted to... You're such an idiot. Not a good theory. If they wanted to suspend him for punching DJs and whipping out titties, then they should have suspended him for that.
Well, no, that takes him a year. They'll probably suspend him like before next season.
Sure, I guess, yeah. But I just want to know, I keep asking everybody, what evidence did the NFL have that the cops didn't have? How can they come to the conclusion?
I don't know. This is also the same league where Brady...
The first thing I text you was, who does the NFL think that they are, that they're more capable of deciphering whether or not a domestic violence event occurred? Like, I think of all people, the police would be best...
Probably. I would agree with you. I would tend to agree.
Like, oh my God, if something happened, I would want the police investigating and not the NFL.
It was the police up in Ohio, though, so he was in a college town. He was the star athlete on the Ohio State football team. Maybe he kind of got a little leeway. I'm not saying that is necessarily 100% the case, but I'm just saying that's a possibility if we're just spitballing some ideas. But this is also the same league, same commissioner that fucking... just suspended Tom Brady, then Tom Brady got it overturned saying no, there was an actual court that showed that he didn't, like, there's no evidence of this, you cannot suspend him. And then Roger Goodell was like, wait, no, still I'm gonna make it an issue over the fact that I am your employer and I have the right to suspend you. And they're like, but like, he didn't do anything.
He does.
He's like, this fucking shady motherfucker. Like, I hate Roger Goodell.
I always say that, you know, the owner of a restaurant or the owner of any business has the right to fire and hire whoever they want.
And I agree.
For whatever reason. If they don't want to fucking hire black people, then don't hire. No, listen. Nah. I don't agree with it.
Well, racist.
But I feel it is racist. Definitely it's racist. But you can say that it's sexist for Hooters to hire pretty women with big boobies.
There you go. Okay? I've been applying for years and I haven't ever gotten accepted.
Now, listen, feminists don't go to Hooters probably. And I'm sure that Hooters would do a little bit better if all the feminists in the world went to Hooters. But they're willing to take that shot. They're willing to say, you know what, fuck it. We'll be fine without the feminists. I'm getting off track. A boss has the authority to fire and hire whoever they want to, or suspend. I'm not saying he doesn't have the right to suspend. I'm just saying it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I think it's a stupid reason for a suspension. Stupid. Also, I think that Ezekiel had been really trying hard lately to not have to play the Giants that week one game. I'm just saying, I told you to stay woke weeks ago.
I honestly don't care. Like, obviously I care that I'm a Cowboys fan and it's Dallas Cowboy, but I'm taking all that shit out. I'm looking at, it's a player for the NFL, and this is the NFL punishing him for something that they don't have enough evidence to dictate whether or not.
All right, real talk then. Just real talk. You and me, no one's listening, obviously. No one's listening. Obviously. No one is listening at all. Obviously. Like, between you and me.
Between two ferns.
Trust tree. Do you think Ezekiel Elliott hit her?
I don't know.
But if you had to, have to say yes or no. It's a yes or no.
I'm not going to say yes.
No,
or
don't
no.
Tote the line.
I'm not going to say yes or no.
Do you think Ezekiel Elliott hit her?
I don't know. Was not part of the investigation.
Given his recent actions, I would say yes.
Now, how can you say that?
Because he's hit another person recently.
So?
And he's, you know, he just seems like the kind of guy. Where,
I'm
like,
trying
usually,
to think of how
like,
I can put this in.
If
OJ
it hits
terms,
things.
I'm trying to think about how I can put this in OJ. Like, listen, when OJ was,
you know, my whole OJ bit is a joke, right? Like, I don't really think OJ didn't murder people.
No, no.
I think OJ did murder
when
people.
OJ was charged, like when OJ was charged with the kidnapping thing in Vegas, they were told to tell everybody, we are looking at just this case. Whenever these cases occur, they look at just this specific incident. They don't care about anything else. You're being charged with this, then this is all we care about. Yeah, we can defame your character and bring up all this other shit, but at the end of the day, the jury is told to look just at these incidents, just the facts that we know about this specific. Like, I don't care about him punching DJs because we know he did that and we apologized for it. That has nothing to do with him being suspended for 6 games.
That makes it okay then, right? Like, I don't, like, why not suspend him for that? That we know he actually did.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he should be suspended.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to suspend him, then suspend him for whooping up titties, because that's perfect.
Well, no, like, I mean, everybody certainly likes to see some titties.
Everybody
I get that.
Titties.
I get that. I mean,
but
was it bad? Yeah. Everybody likes to see titties.
It's certainly conduct unbecoming of an
who
athlete.
Hasn't gone to a strip club and maybe got a little too drunk and maybe got handsy and then had to be smacked away a little bit?
I guess in my naivete, I said to a coworker at the radio station that, oh, it'll get down to less than 3 games. I think it'll get down to 2 because they don't have any evidence.
Or Jerry Jones could, like, get it completely overturned because he's going to just pay his lawyers to fucking
how do
make
they
sure
not
it happens.
Like, whatever. And another thing, I feel like they're just trying to make an example out of Zeke because obviously the NFL has been overrun with
and all the Ewoks. Is this Ewok
been,
segregism
like,
or whatever,
you know,
it's called?
Kind of, you know, no more domestic violence. Like, that's been the whole NFL's game. They actually got rid of fucking breast cancer awareness because they're going to focus all their time and money and energy.
Well, no, because people were kind of getting onto the game that they're not really raising money
on,
for breast cancer.
Domestic violence. So now they have this incident where somebody is accused of being involved in domestic violence. Like, oh, no, we can't have that. Six games. Oh, six. Like, no. And then I know Goodell was like, and this is going to, you know, we're going to make an example out of him. If we see, we're not playing around when it comes to this domestic violence stuff. Even if you're accused, you're getting 6 games. No. Treat him like you would treat anybody else.
Yeah.
Don't try to make an example out of anybody. That's the worst thing anybody can ever do. I remember watching Judge Judy and the judge saying, I'm going to make an example out of you. No. Treat me like a one person. Like, don't treat me as the collective.
Yeah, why do I have to be the
why
example?
Why do I have to be the example? Fuck
you. Saw other stuff. I didn't do it, though.
I remember when I was in junior high, there was a craze going around in 8th grade. Stink bombs. We were all throwing stink bombs, like, in the cafeteria and in the gym. Because, like, before school, we'd have to all gather around in the gym before we go to class. You know, me and my friends, we'd fucking crack stink bombs. And it was like a big deal. Like, the principal was constantly saying, no more stink bombs. If I catch you with stink bombs. Finally, teacher caught, not me, but one of my friends with stink bombs. And she said to him, well, he told me, she's like, I'm going to make an example out of you. And I'm going to give you a harsher punishment than I would normally give. So the other students can see that, you know, we're not playing around with the stink bomb business anymore. And we're going to make an example out of you. And that's not fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, make an example out of somebody. It always irked me.
Speaking of suspended athletes, it is that time of year. It's Mount Rushmore season.
Is this the last one?
No, we got like 3 more.
Okay.
Until week 1 of the NFL. Okay. But it's Mount Rushmore season. So, why not do a Mount Rushmore? Like, this consumed the entire weekend, it felt like, until the Nazi thing happened.
Nazi thing.
Like, I had never wanted more Ezekiel Elliott coverage than Saturday, where I was like, all right, I'm just done with this. But Ezekiel Elliott suspended, so let's do a Mount Rushmore of suspended athletes. Now, I'm not counting Michael Jordan because I know that he technically retired, even though he was really going to be suspended by David Stern, so we're going to leave that out. Did we discuss Lance Armstrong?
Oh, you know what? I had Lance Armstrong, and I was going to put... I don't have Lance.
Okay, well, so we're going to go in reverse order from where we went last week, because Chris went last out of all three of us. I went in the middle, and Bobby Jokes went first out of all three of us. So, Chris, you get to go first. We're not doing a snake draft. I know, you guys, you apparently, it's like the whole world ends when we do a snake fucking draft.
It just doesn't make sense.
We talked about Snake City. Thought it was also appropriate to do a snake draft. It was perfect.
Okay, here we go. My top four. My
suspended athletes.
Suspended athletes. Drum roll, please. Da-da-da-da. Number one, Pat McAfee.
You went with a punter.
I went with a punter who was only suspended for one game, I think in 2010. He was drunk as a skunk, apparently, and he'd gotten arrested for public intoxication, and obviously the NFL suspended him for one game. And, yeah, I just thought it'd be cool to go with a punter. And apparently he's on what, that Barstool Sports. Barstool Sports.
He's now an employee of them.
Pat McAfee, number one. Number two, Plexico Burress.
Ooh, obviously. That's near and dear to my heart.
Is it?
I mean, this is embrace debate, so like, we're not going to really debate it, but like, yeah, with a gun tucked into your sweatpants. But I remember Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving morning that year, my brother texted me like, dude, did you see Plexico shot himself? And I was like, fuck you. No, he didn't. Because I thought he was joking, like, he killed himself.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no. And I remember being at a girlfriend's house being like, hold on. Let me turn on the TV. And I turn it on, switch it to Sports Center, and they were standing outside. They're like, no, not Plex. not Plex. And then he was pretty much done for the year with a fucking bullet wound, obviously.
Yep. And then he comes back.
Giants had just won the Super Bowl the year before. Giants were the best team in the NFL going into the playoffs. And he shot himself. And then they lost in the second round of the Eagles. It was bullshit. I was really pissed.
But wait a second. He shot himself and he was out. But then the next season, he was suspended, right?
Well, the Giants, like, he was obviously out. But then he was suspended and he had to do the little jail thing. But, yeah, that was not ideal, and I mean, like, the Giants were going to go back-to-back, I think, that year. I think they would have done that had they had their best receiver. But, like, that's one of the cases where it's like, do you hate this guy? It's like, no, because he won my team their first Super Bowl that I can really remember
when they did that. He had the Super Bowl winning catch,
didn't he? He had the catch against – made Ellis Hobbs look like a fool and then caught that pass.
Nobody remembers that catch as much as they remember the David Tyree, do they?
Well, I remember that.
Obviously.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Manning to Burris.
Yep. All right, anyway, number three on my list is, of course, Michael Vick.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Michael Vick, as we all know, what year was this? 2009? 2008?
I think so. Something around that.
Something around there.
Also, we were talking about setting an example. All of his boys turned on him so they could make an example of Mike Vick for the dogfighter people.
That's the first time I even heard about dogfighting. Like, I didn't even
I had heard about it, but I didn't know it was, like, a real thing that went on.
I thought it was
in, like, Russia that they did.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, what year?
Like, is this Mexico?
Right.
His fun fact, his fake name, Ron Mexico.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He showed up to a hospital one time as Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico. Solid one day we got to do a Mount Rushmore of fake names for people. I think.
We do that?
What's his name? Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
It's got to be up there.
That was good. Is that Anthony Weiner?
Yeah.
Did that?
And then Trump had Baron something. He would fake like his publicist. Do you remember this?
No.
When he was running for president, a story came out that Trump would call news sites faking to be somebody else, and he would use the name like Baron, which is his son, something else. And I always thought that was funny as hell that he was faking to be somebody else. Anyways, so I got McAfee, I got Plexico, I got Vic, and number four to round it all out, not the entire, but I can't remember all their names. There was a few of them. The 2011 Ohio State Buckeyes, who got suspended for the traded memorabilia for tattoos.
Yeah, Terrell Pryor.
There you go.
He was the darling of the class of 2008. Remember, like, when you'd look at Rivals.com, like, all the high school recruits, you're like, ooh, this is the number one guy in my class. Like, I remember Terrell Pryor went to Ohio State, like, oh, fuck. Oh, man, this guy's going to be the best player ever. Now he's just, like, a pretty solid receiver, I think, he was on the Browns. I don't know who he's on now. But maybe the
quarterback. What was the quarterback's name?
It's Terrell Pryor.
Oh, really?
He was the quarterback.
Now he's a receiver?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can't always make it in the NFL as a quarterback.
I guess. But anyways, yeah, they got suspended for getting tattoos, which is stupid because they can do whatever they want with it, but they just can't. God, college.
Yeah, college is stupid the way that they do it. Like, you can't do any of that stuff, but, like, you're a broke athlete that's making the university millions of dollars. That's cool. Makes a lot of sense, guys. All right. So I guess it's my turn then, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm going to lead off with a little baseball. Maybe the most notorious suspended baseball player of all time, Pete Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling on the sport and then lying about it and then finally. Do you remember, like, Bobby Jokes, do you remember when he was lying about it?
I had all football players.
No, I don't. I don't remember, but I think I read up on it. He was.
Because, like, forever he had, like, no, I never bet on baseball. And then, okay, yeah, all right, I did. I did. Sorry I've been lying to you guys for, like, 20 years, but, like, I did. My bad.
And I'm gonna kill
Please him. Let me get back in so I can get in the Hall of Fame. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to do that. You lied to us the whole time, asshole. So Pete Rose is number one on mine. And then, oh, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go football on this one. And also, Cowboy. Adam Pac-Man Jones, not solely a Cowboy, he got suspended on the Bengals as well, but Adam Pac-Man Jones, just because he's been suspended like 80 times. Like, there was that span of like 3-4 years where it was like, fuck, he's just, okay, again? Like, where he like hit a stripper, and then he was smoking dope, and I think he hit somebody else, and then he got arrested for something, and it was like, he was suspended like 4 or 5 times in like a 4 or 5 year span, and it was just like, alright, like, you just don't want to play football, I guess. Okay, cool. So Pac-Man Jones is on mine.
Was Manziel ever suspended?
I think for the weed thing, but I don't know if he was signed. But
he didn't stick around long enough to get suspended.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered because nobody wanted him. So then I'm gonna go Ron Artest slash Meta World Peace.
Malice
at the Palace. Yeah, I mean, like, went up there, punched a fan, dude.
What year? I know we just looked it up like yesterday.
Like 2004, I think.
Damn, I remember watching that live.
A long time ago.
I remember my dad. I was like, what the hell is happening? And he was just like shaking his eye. I have no idea. That was bonkers.
And then he changed his name to Meta World Peace, and he hasn't hit anybody since, really.
Who were we with when we told them that he changed his... I think it was Phyllis. We were like, no, Phyllis, his name is World Peace. And she's like,
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird. He was like number 27 on the Lakers that one year, because it was the year Michael Jackson died, and that was how many number one hit singles Michael Jackson had. And I was like, fuck you, Meta World Peace. Like, quit just trying to grab attention. But, I mean, he sold some jerseys, I'm sure. That was my third one. And then my final one, wrap it up. You took Plexico Burress, so I am going to go Aaron Hernandez, because he straight up murdered someone. Now, I would have gone OJ. Roger Goodell still hasn't suspended him. Still not suspended from the commissioner.
Wait a second. Was Aaron Hernandez suspended?
Yeah.
Or was he just arrested?
He was suspended, bro. Because he was like, after he got arrested, they're like, yeah, you're suspended, dog. Okay. Like, you're not allowed to come back and play after you murdered somebody. Odin Lloyd, I believe, was the guy's name. But yeah, Aaron Hernandez.
I forgot that he killed himself.
Well, I mean, I don't really feel that bad. Let's be real.
I mean, no, I don't feel bad. I'm just saying, I forgot.
I mean, Aaron Hernandez did kill himself, and I would rather talk about Aaron Hernandez killing himself than...
God, the jokes on Twitter that damn were
than
fantastic.
Linkin Park's dude killing himself anymore now. Like, I feel like still we're seeing everybody talking about that, and it's like he...
That's because you work for a rock station.
Well, not just so that, like, not even just with work, because like, with work, I get it. That's part of it, but like, let's get over it, guys. Let's get over it. Like, it happens. That shit, it's not fun that it happens, but let's once again realize we didn't know him.
That meant nothing.
We didn't know that person.
That meant nothing to me. I never listened to any of their music.
But,
except
yeah,
for that one song. I tried so hard.
In the end, it doesn't even matter.
Got so far. But in the end.
So, yeah, Aaron Hernandez, Pete Rose, Adam Pac-Man Jones, and Ron Artest / Meta World Peace are my four.
I think mine's a little
on my Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Debatable. Embrace debate, though.
Okay,
Bobby Jokes, what you got?
I'm going to start with Chris Sale. He wasn't suspended by the league, but he was suspended by the team.
When he was on the White Sox, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had those throwbacks?
Yeah, they had throwback jerseys, and he did not want to wear them, so he cut his up.
Yeah, he defaced the jersey, huh? Yeah. So like the whole team would have to change, and they're like, fuck you, all right. You're just not pitching tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I'll go with Aroldis Chapman.
Hitting women.
Uh-huh.
Classic Zeke move right there,
just
right?
The fuck up, Alex.
I'll go with Alex Rodriguez.
All right, A-Rod. After lying, he also lied about it for a long time. Not really gambling, but just.
Yeah.
And he's banging J-Lo, so good for him.
Is he banging J-Lo now?
Yeah.
God, that dude. dude just slays pussy.
Right?
Just slays.
And he's like doing a really good job covering baseball too. Have you noticed that? Yeah. Like on FS1, you're like, I don't hate Alex Rodriguez as a commentator guy. Like he kind of knows. Like I mean, I get that he played baseball forever, but it's like you always think he's going to just be corny and like not good at it.
That's how you're going to feel about Romo in a couple months.
I might. I don't know. I'm going in with an open mind. He's not a cowboy anymore. All right. Well, who's your last one?
So I began my list with a Chris, and I'm going to end it with our very own Chris Hogan.
There you go.
I like it because Chris, you know, was a little baby back bitch and didn't go to the crawfish crawl. And
I'm going because he was suspended when he was younger.
He was actually suspended from this podcast, guys.
We're talking about suspended athletes.
Well, like you used to play football, so that's technically an athlete.
No, it's not because I didn't fucking go to the crawfish boils. Because last week I said that no pass, no play. I had to sit for a couple games. That's not a suspension, though. I was suspended.
This is basically
off the football team.
Mm-hmm. It's basically. I mean, then you were suspended, so that would count.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. I kind of like that. That was a good solid kicker to throw in there, Robert. Solid.
I think mine's a little bit better.
I don't know. Well, we'll throw it up there on the Twitter, on the Facebook. You guys can go vote. Let us know who would be on your Mount Rushmore of suspended athletes. At Pass the Gray Pod, I am at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is at Real Chris Hogan. And Bobby Jokes is at Robert Barbosa 03. So go let us know. Embrace debate, guys. That's what this is for. Okay, now we'll go back to the comeback kid, huh? Let's see what else we've got. Sitting out the national anthem is a comeback kid this week, huh? Have you noticed that? I don't know if you saw, guys. Marshawn Lynch and Michael Bennett sat out. They sat down and kneeled national anthem. I'm just over it. Like, it's just, you're doing it now to grab attention, so, like, just don't give them attention. I don't care. I don't, like, it's not my problem. I don't fucking give a shit. I didn't watch that game. It doesn't affect me anymore. So Colin Kaepernick by default is back because of that, and
I wish he would just go away.
Okay, so like everybody's shitting about Colin Kaepernick not getting it signed or anything, and like, oh well, y'all just don't want him because of this, and it's like,
yeah,
well, like
right.
Mike Vick got fucking signed. We just talked about Mike Vick.
That was a different
Mike Vick
time.
Got signed, and they knew fucking protesters were going to show up at every game because Mike Vick was worth signing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different move than like Colin Kaepernick, who like, oh, but he threw less interceptions than he did touchdowns last year. That's fucking fine. I don't care. Michael Vick was a much better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick, which is why teams fucking want to take a risk on him.
I love this group who's signing the petition on change.org. If he's not signed by week one, I'm not watching the NFL no more.
Cool. You'll still
Fuck
watch.
You.
You'll
yeah,
still watch.
Exactly. You'll still watch.
Spike Lee's like organizing a protest like in 2 weeks. And I was like, motherfucker, this happened. Like organize it that day. You don't get to organize a protest like... Like, you don't seem that upset about it if you're, well, we're going to do it, not now. Like, in 3 weeks, though. In 3 weeks, we're all going to meet up, and we're going to do it then. So, get ready. Okay, Spike. Meet.
Spike. Spike.
You sound like the bad guy on Toy Story.
You sound like the dog Sid, on Rugrats.
Right? Also back is this guy's going to be a stud guy from basing everything on preseason football. We're like, man, that guy had 10 catches. Yeah, it was a preseason
JJ
game against guys.
JJ Watt's brother had fucking two sacks and four plays or something like that.
Locally here, it was Deshaun Watson. Like, he looks good. He should be the starter. I was like, I don't know. He was throwing against guys that are going to get cut next week. So
certain
maybe.
Guy on our radio station is calling him a savior.
Yeah, not yet. I wouldn't call him that yet. But, just the overreaction guy for preseason football, where you just that's football's equivalent to baseball's on pace guy.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, it's always fun to hear, and it's interesting to watch Twitter when that's going on. And then also back Nazis and tiki torches and denouncing being a Nazi like we did early on in the podcast, because like that was my favorite thing on Saturday, was like everybody was like, you know what, if you're a Nazi, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I was like, and I think I tweeted out, I was even like real bold of everyone to come out as anti-Nazi today. Like, it's not like we had a whole war about that, and apparently the entire country was like, this is clearly a small like cell of people doing this. That I'm not saying it's the media's fault wholly. The media plays a huge part in this. Like, hey, there's these fucking white premises dumbasses that are going to be up there white supremacist dumbasses. What do you think?
White premises.
White supremacist dumbasses that are going to be up in Charlottesville, Virginia, just doing bullshit. Like, let's just fucking not give them any coverage and they'll go away. No. Let's go up to Charlottesville and like show them Like, we'll put them on TV and we'll make a big stink about it, and then people will go counter protest, and then, like, we'll have some, like, bullshit happen and we'll get to cover. It's great coverage. It's like, you don't care about anything getting better, where, like, CNN's like, we're wanting people, like, to fix it. This is wrong. It's like, no, it's not wrong, because you wouldn't be covering it if it was wrong. Or if it was that bad. Like, you wouldn't be covering it if you, like, really cared about helping people.
One of my favorite parts to come out of this weekend was Tiki Torches, the brand. Mm-hmm. Who they used, they had to come out and say, yeah, hey guys,
by the way,
we don't support any of this garbage. Yeah, I thought that was funny. Know what I mean?
Yeah, the Red Wings, they also like marched with like some Detroit Red Wings like flags, or flags or posters or whatever, and the Detroit Red Wings hockey team had to be like, yeah, no, that's not us. But I saw somebody had put up on one of the Walmart tiki torch things, it was like, please do not use these tiki torches for Nazi marches, you assholes.
That's like when ISIS was first coming about. There was a video or a picture of somebody. They had like a truck. Like they got in some old beat up truck.
Oh, it was that plumber from like Houston, right?
There was like a plumber from, I don't know if he was from Houston.
But like, you could tell like the letters had been peeled off, but yeah, you could see it.
And the guy had to come out and say, yeah, I don't know how they got my truck. That I'm not, nothing to do with ISIS though.
Oh. It's just sad that like, because, like, what that means is that there were obviously people like, man, fuck you, yeah, tiki torches for not, like, no, don't go after the tiki, like, they don't have any control over who buys their product. They send it out to Walmart, and those guys went to Walmart and bought it. And we can tell they all went to Walmart, because they all look like guys that shop at Walmart all the time. Do they not? And then the next thing was like, oh, let's identify these guys. Let's zoom in, and I'm like, I'm all for that. That's cool. Like, fucking identify them. But, like, then it's just, everybody was so outraged, and I get why you're outraged, but it's like, these people are doing that to get the reaction. When you don't give them the reaction, they'll go away. They'll fucking go away. They're idiots, but they're a small group of idiots.
Yep, and the more attention you give them, the louder they get, the bigger they get.
Do you think it was Donald Trump's fault? That was another hot take on Saturday as well. Because apparently Donald Trump made them go there. Mm-mm. Because he said things. He said words that allowed them to think that that might be words to them. Now, he didn't denounce the Nazis and say that white supremacists are bad, which is also what everybody was upset about. But then he did yesterday, or Monday, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, he came out and said that. And people were just like, well, he didn't say it fast enough. And it's like, there's nothing you can do in that situation. If he hadn't said it immediately after it happened, like, did he fuck up a little bit? Yeah, he probably should have said white supremacists, not like hate on both sides. But
you can't do that, because for fucking 8 years, people on the right, they attacked Obama. He's not saying they're radical Islamic terrorism. He's not using Islamic terrorism. And then, like, when this shit happens, you have to say, I mean, they were obviously Nazi, like, you know,
right,
Nazi sympathizers. You have to say, okay, listen, there's no place in our society for Nazi sympathizers.
I just
can at least say that. He fucked it on that. He's an idiot.
I just don't get the, like why, out of all groups, you know, like, to join, like, I'm going to join a group. Why that? Why, like, Nazis, you know? Like, you fucking Mark Furman? Who are you?
Those are some fucking devoted people. Louis C.K. has the bit where he says, he did it on Saturday Night Live, funny enough, where he says, you know, people who molest children love children more than I love women. They must really love having sex with children. People who are willing to join the Nazi party, they must really be some racist people. Like, they're just some evil, bad.
Apparently.
Obviously, like, that's the answer to your question, is really bad, evil people who are just, I can't decide if they're fucked up in the head or not. Like, they have some mental condition. Like, would they truly believe that blacks and Jews and gays are less than?
I don't get it. Obviously, I don't think I ever will. I don't think that way. So, like
the same way I can't fathom, like when somebody tries to tell me, yeah, no, those guys on 9/11, they just flew airplanes into the building. And you're trying to, like, what are you, flew airplanes into the building? Like, you can't fathom, like,
right?
You know what I mean? You can't really comprehend it. Just like you can't comprehend the fact that these people are certainly okay with, you know, killing any old black person they see.
But, like, going back to it, like, let's go back to the tiki torch situation. Like, why?
Everybody loves a good tiki torch.
Why not just regular torches? Like, what? Like, that's what I didn't get. Like, they clearly got together, like, we're not going to get real torches. We're going to get fucking tiki torches. And also, have you seen the meme yet? It's like these bozos out here looking like they're the angry group from Shrek. And it was showing like all the people with pitchforks and torches outside of Shrek's house. It was pretty great.
They seemed so unorganized.
Well, like, so they were like, some of them were yelling, some of them were not doing anything.
It's like the scene in, it's like the Nazi scene in Django with Jonah Hill. Have you seen Django?
No.
God damn it, Alex.
I'm not a racist, and they say the N-word in that.
Anyway, oh, I'm not going to get into it. Not, let's just move on. Let's just
move on. No, tell us. Tell us. Well, there's just seemed so excited.
It was a really funny scene with Don Johnson from Miami Vice and Jonah Hill. They were Nazis, and they were just bitching because they had the hoods, you know, the white hoods, but the eye holes were fucked up in the hoods, and they couldn't see. And it was just a mess. It'd be better if you'd seen the fucking movie.
Well, sorry. Not all of us can see every movie like you saw.
Speaking of Quentin Tarantino and Nazi movies, how about Inglourious Bastards? That's fantastic.
That's probably hot right now.
It's one of my favorite Nazi movies of all
time. Killing Nazis.
Killing Nazis. I might watch that tonight, as a matter of fact.
The Bear Jew.
The Bear Jew. Indeed.
All right. So I guess that is... No. I guess we got one more. We got one more comeback kid, and it is T-Swift. Taylor Swift. Oh. Back in the news because she just won a lawsuit against that DJ guy that had grabbed her ass. Now, I saw one photo, not multiple.
Courtroom drawing, and you got a little bit of a boner.
Well, no, not that, because I don't get the Taylor Swift like super hot thing. I think
I do. You don't get it.
Robert, she kind of looks like the squirrel from Ice Age.
Break a tie. You think Taylor Swift is hot?
No.
What?
Not one bit.
She's not ugly. I'm not saying.
Hold on. She's not pretty, one
not
bit.
Hot, right?
Not for me.
Okay, that's fair. I think she's more pretty, not hot.
Y'all are gay, aren't you?
Whoa.
Y'all are both homosexuals.
No.
Like, no. If you'd kick that's Taylor Swift out of bed?
I wouldn't kick Taylor Swift out of bed. I'm just saying, I don't think she's like, oh my God, Taylor Swift.
No, I mean, you're not, oh my God, but you're like, you gotta, bitch is
not above Taylor Swift.
She's gorgeous. But she's really, like, she's, what do they call it? Traditionally beautiful.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Kind of like how Britta Merwin
is slandered towards other women.
How Britta Merwin is just, you know, easily beautiful. Traditionally beautiful.
I don't know. She's not tatted up, so you can take her to the pants. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking, like, we gotta go back, because I completely blanked on this, but Ezekiel Elliott, speaking of him, hit up passthegravymerch.com.
I was hoping you'd forget.
.com. We have some fire new merch, guys. Fire new merch. Like, call the goddamn fire department, because our merch is on fire, guys. So we've got the Ezekiel, like, we have the Dallas Killed JFK, People Don't Forget shirt. Now, to go with our Dallas theme, I've thrown in the Zeke Hits Women, People Don't Forget, because, like, we got to remind them, hey, guys, we're not letting this go by the wayside. But this is, I'm pretty happy about it. I've already ordered mine. It's going to be pretty great, and I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it, but it's dope. It's got a guy punching a woman, and you can spread domestic violence awareness. Ladies, it's $1 off because of domestic violence awareness and wage gap, clearly. And then, what is that, Robert? We're going to release football shirts today? What?
Yeah, that's right.
What? Football season's right around the corner, and we've got, is this a Sam Houston State shirt? I see that. I mean, not Sam Houston, the Bearcats. I can't say the names of schools. There's... We'll cut that out. We've got Bearcat shirts.
Who do you think is listening to this podcast?
Look, I just don't want a cease and desist letter.
Okay.
So we're going to cut all that out. Anyways, no one's going to hear it.
No, you're not. I hope you're not.
We're going to cut it out. That's why I'm saying it. But we have past the Eat 'em Up Cats shirts. Pretty fresh, if you ask me. Bobby Jokes goes to a certain school that we've decided we were going to make. Past the Cougs house, is that what it is? And then we know we got some LSU listeners, so we've got past the Go Tigers, Giax Tigers, as they say, in Baton Rouge, because they spell it with an E-A-U-X.
I think it's pronounced
Giax. I'm just reading it the way it's spelled. Also, maybe you like some NFL teams, but don't want to really want to buy from NFLshop.com. Past the Bulls on Parade. Fuck, dude! These are fire shirts we're just looking at. They're awesome. I made my own custom Giants sort of looking one with the Giants font. It says gravy on it, but
no one's gonna
buy that besides me. So I'm just gonna keep that one. But football season is here. Go get your fucking football gear from Past the Gravy, and then right wear it out to the games. People, man, where'd you get that dope ass shirt? Oh, my favorite podcast, Past the Gravy. You ever heard of it? And yeah, check it out. We're gonna have all that shit up by the time this podcast is posted. Buy your football shirts. Buy your Zeke Hits Women, People Don't Forget shirt. Buy your Dallas Killed JFK, People Don't Forget shirt. You can buy your Past the Gravy just logo shirt. We got our Houston Pastros shirt. We've got all the SS Past the Gravy. The Bomb Pop is still up there. Everything is still up there. Our store is loco right now, gang. Our store is off the chains. PassTheGravyMerch.com. Go get that shit, guys. And then if you're doing some Amazon shopping while you're at it, might as well just go through the Amazon banner at PassTheGravyPod.com. They just want to know that we created a little bit of traffic from our site to theirs. They give us a teeny tiny little kickback. We use that. We don't pocket any of it personally. Well, Bobby Jokes does because we got to pay. We got to help keep the lights on over there. But we put all that into to paying for all of our shit, all the videos that get produced. We have the web hosting space, the server space, all of that stuff. That's where all that money goes to. It goes directly back into the podcast. We're not using it to go buy like yachts or anything. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of videos, when we said that, Bobby Jokes does a great job every week of putting up our entire podcast on video, so you can listen to it or you can go watch it as well. And that's at PassTheGravyPod.com. We have the video podcast. So like people are like, oh, you have different podcasts that y'all do? No, it's the same fucking podcast. We just have a video version of it. So you can go listen to it or watch it on our website, PassTheGravyPod.com. That was a mouthful. I don't know if we finished with Taylor Swift, but did we finish with Taylor Swift?
I'll wrap it up right now. I'd bone Taylor Swift and probably even drink her bathwater.
Well, but like, just I think that
I would not lick her asshole.
You wouldn't lick her ass, but it's the same thing as drinking bathwater. So, fun
not
fact,
the same thing. The whole idea of putting my lips and tongue up an asshole,
depending on who it is.
Not, I mean,
no, but like, the guy was saying like he didn't grab her ass, and she was saying he like grabbed it under the skirt and everything. And I don't know if he grabbed it under the skirt.
Dude,
he 100% was grabbing her ass.
High five, man.
He was grabbing her ass though, and so he was trying to like sue her and her mom for like making him lose his job. He's like, no, probably you grabbing Taylor Swift's ass is making you lose your job. Because whenever we have any like female guest in studio in the morning show, I always make sure, like, if you ever, because you always put your hand behind people like a little bit, like, but like if there's bear skin, I'm like, nope. And we had like a Victoria's Secret model come in one time, and she had like one of those like backless like shirts a little bit, and I remember like being like, oh, nope, I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna do this and smile.
Touch her back. Yep.
Well, I don't want, but like, you don't want to make them feel creepy.
Backs get me off.
She like this backs.
Oh yeah,
that's weird.
Oh yeah,
that's weird.
Backs. If you get a girl with a fine back, oh yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Ugly backs are a thing. They are a thing.
Okay. Okay.
I'm kidding.
All right. So I guess that was the comeback kid as well as Mount Rushmore. So let's move on in to, and we skipped this segment last week, which means I'm hungry for it.
Yes.
So maybe you want to like, maybe you want to, if you don't watch the show Big Brother, perhaps you want to fast forward 5 or so minutes, James Simpson mostly, and just fast forward. No, it's cool. Is that your cup of tea? I still want you to listen to the podcast. Just fast forward through it until then. Just give us about 5 minutes. We're just gonna break it down. We like talking about it. It's our show. It's the show of the summer right now. We're just gearing up for football season because it's almost here, guys. And this is getting us to it. All right, you ready for it? This week on
Nice and red.
Yeah, I can't. I was losing it.
Good times.
I'm really lightheaded right now.
Robert, have you been watching?
Yeah.
Have you?
Come up to the mic. Come Speaking on, of the mic. Mic.
Who went home last week?
Who went home last week? Jessica did.
Jessica did.
Okay.
Emma's out of the Big Brother Passagravy pool. But, I mean, she gets to kind of host anyway, so it's not like it's that big of a loss for her. And I give her Passagravy shirts. So she kind of gets... like she gets fast-tracked on like the gear train.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't really lose too much. Jessica's out. Honestly, kind of glad Jessica's out because seeing her go on like Twitter and Instagram and just start slamming people in the house,
it's
and it's
worth
like,
it.
Bitch, it's a fucking game. You're Tom Petty as fuck
Tom
right
Petty
now. So like, just chill. Just fucking chill, Jessica. I'm glad she's out. She's fake as shit, too.
She's
so
bad. Really like yeah, her. I didn't like Jessica. I didn't even think she was that hot.
Well, like she was like bald. Like she had
right?
all extensions
her hair
in.
Was ugh. But now, who won HOH? Alex?
Alex won.
It came down to Alex and Raven, and I was praying to God Raven didn't win that shit, because Raven just annoys the hell out
of me. So Raven's been a finalist. She's been like one of the last couple of people in like 4 HOHs recently, which doesn't really mean anything, but it's like she's
especially if
knocking on the
HOHs.
Door. But, yeah, so Alex won the HOH, and then Mark won the Temptation competition. They all
Matt. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mark
yeah.
did. Matt
Mark,
got last, Mark, which yeah. was funny. Because in the Sunday episode, they had to go stand on like the board of where they heard these sounds, and Cody fucked up. He was like, "I know, I heard it, and I know I never heard any sounds in the whatever the have not room." Totally just stood there the whole time.
Well, that
did
doesn't
hear
make
one.
Any sense. He should have. Josh was HOH that week. They were doing this. He should have just gone to the HOH.
That's what Paul said.
He knows he perfect. Wasn't. He knows he wasn't in the HOH room. I would have just stuck out in there. But whatever.
So Mark won the temptation competition. He's safe for the week. Again, this is his second temptation competition. I think in three of them that he's won, because it was him and Cody are the only people that have won, right? I think they've only had three.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. Mark's been on kind of a tear. He's won three competitions the past 3 weeks.
You want a veto?
You want a competition, a veto, and then another.
Yeah. So then Matt got last place. He was immediately named the third nominee, and Cody was trying to get them all wrong so he could go up and be guaranteed a spot to play for Vito because he thought they were going to backdoor him.
It was a very intense episode on Sunday. Who would lose the competition?
Oh, man, it was so funny.
It was a bore fest, I thought, that competition.
I liked it, though, because like, so they played these random sounds all throughout the house, and what was funny is like if you watched the live feeds, you saw everybody. And shout out to Daniel Ramirez, our listener Daniel Ramirez. He has gotten super into the feeds. He just got them like last week, and he was direct messaging us. He was like, dude, I've just watched, because you got CBS All Access, so you have all the access to the old shows. And he's like, I watched all last season just to see how the game was played. Mm. Holy fuck, Paul's awesome. Yeah. And like he was really digging it. And he said he's been watching the live feeds, and he was giving me all the drama going on it. And I was like, fuck yeah, Daniel, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to get people into Big Brother. And I feel like we've succeeded more this year.
Jordan got into it last year.
Yeah, Jordan's fucking still into it. Bobby Jokes watches it now. Sort of. How many times do you watch the live feeds?
None.
God damn it.
Next season, though. Next season.
He better. Yeah.
But anyways, so Matt, he knew he was throwing the competition.
Matt threw it. He got none right. Cody got one right accidentally.
What would have happened if they both?
I was wondering the same thing.
I think
no
that they both would have gone up.
I don't know. I think they would have had some like thing where you had to flip a coin or something, and it goes one of them or not. I don't know. But so Alex nominated Elena and Jason as her two nominees.
Along Jason with being the clear pawn, Alex or
Elena being like, we don't give a fuck. But Elena's freaking out, and it's just like, bitch, nobody likes you in this house right now. Like besides Mark, obviously. But like,
which is weird, I'm
done with Elena. Elena's so.
Oh, I'm done with Mark and Elena.
Elena's so like fake and like usey. At least Mark's like nice. He's just dumb.
I feel bad for Mark. They were like, I don't know if you were watching the feeds at all yesterday. They were just bashing Mark all day long. Like, Mark took my pillows. Mark did this. Mark is tanning his butt outside.
Well, he did like go full moon tanning, but whatever. Yeah. So then Matt won the veto competition. Now, we have not seen the veto episode yet. We're recording this on a Tuesday. The episode airs on Wednesday, obviously. But there was like they always do this. They have the one competition where it's like the punishment competition as well. I'm not sure, like they sometimes do like the golf one or like a soccer one where like if you hit it in a hole you get that punishment. And apparently Alex has to cook hot dogs for everybody for the whole week.
Well, she's got to lug around all this
camping like a Boy Scout basically.
Then a bugle sound effect goes out and she's got to put together a tent, put together a sleeping bag, put together the grill a hot dog for everybody, and then hand out the hot dogs, even if they don't want the hot dogs. She was bitching like when they first handed out this punishment. She was like, we're wasting so much food. They're not eating these hot dogs. There are hungry people in Africa. And so she's got to cook everybody a hot dog. And then she's got to. It was really funny because when I was watching, she had just finished up. She put everything away. And then the bugle sound effect goes off. And she's got to do it all over again. And it takes like an hour to do this. So it's very time consuming. She's got to do it 100 times in a week. And I think I was watching yesterday. They were saying she'd only done it 7 times. Which is, that's a badass punishment. I was going to say that, you know, because Paul and Christmas's punishment is that they are connected to each other through skydiving, like they're tandem skydivers. And they only had to do that for 48 hours, and they're done with it now.
But then
Jason's punishment is nothing. He's just got to wear a goofy costume and yell that he's extreme every time Big Brother comes out and says that Jason is extreme, which is funny. But, man, I feel so bad for... And apparently, I read about this on Jokers or one of those things. Apparently, they kind of had a hint that the punishment veto, that the punishment competition was coming up. So Elena went to Alex and said, hey, I'm not going to punish you. Can you not punish me? And they were like, yeah, okay, sounds good. And apparently, Alex had the $5,000, which is an award, not a punishment.
Right.
And then Elena took the $5,000 from Alex and then punished Alex. Totally just going back on her word. Alex is the HOH, by the way, and you're on the block. Why would you do that?
Not smart.
Not smart at all. If Cody, she's just lucky Cody's in that house because he's for sure going home.
And
Cody's starting to campaign a little bit.
He's starting to campaign. It's just not working. It's like everybody's calling on his bullshit. Paul's done a really good job of neutralizing the house and be like, dude, no.
He's no, so good at happening. Social game.
He's very good at it because, and I told you earlier, like what he does is if he hears anybody talking bad about anybody, he just hops in on that and just hates on them with them. Mm. But then like if I was talking shit about you, he'd be like, yeah, fuck Chris. And then like if like Bobby was just hanging with him and like he was like talking shit about you, he'd be like, yeah, fuck, yeah. Fuck Alex.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Like, and he just spins it, and everybody's worried about everybody else but Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of Big Billy, let's give a shout out to Cindy Brennan at Memers _. She just tweeted us the other day and said, just discovered the podcast starting on episode 181, and the first thing I hear about is Big Brother. I'm stoked. So we got a Big Brother listener, just found the podcast. Welcome to the pod. Really feel like Big Brother's drawing a bunch of people together this year.
Sure.
Like, this is, like, last year it felt like we had a little island.
Yeah.
This year it feels like we're having people showing up on the island, you know? Like we're building some resorts on this island, if I may. Anyways, that was our Big Brother recap. Who do you think is playing the best game right now? I guess it wasn't our Big Brother recap yet. Paul. I think Paul has to be. Even though people are kind of playing, on their radars.
He's playing a productive game, but he's playing a dangerous game because, man.
Smartest game in the house
right
now.
Smartest game, Jason. Nope, Jason's not on anybody's radar right now.
Paul's radar. He's on Paul's radar.
Is he?
Yeah. Paul's kind of like wise to him.
Oh, I didn't know that. Kevin, no, because Kevin, people are starting to get wise to Kevin.
Yeah, people are definitely getting
wise to him. Which upsets me. If Paul ends up getting Kevin out, I will be... This whole season, people have just been shitting on Paul. And I'm like, no, I like Paul. Paul's great. But if he gets Kevin out, then I will be anti-Paul to the fullest. Because very early on, Paul and Kevin had a secret alliance, and it was going to be them two to the end, and they were going to have each other's backs. And I think Paul has kind of shifted over to Alex now. And he's just like, oh, fuck Kevin. He's dead weight. He's not doing anything. He's not winning any comps.
But he still keeps everybody kind of in his pocket. But he does know that it's him and Alex.
Who do I think is playing the best game?
But he's going to have to cut Alex if he wants to win.
I still think Jason is playing the best game. What do you think they're going to do with this double eviction, which is coming up on Thursday?
Dude, it all depends on who wins, though, man. Like, I feel like if Mark wins,
I'm hoping
like,
for a Mark
Paul
win.
Could go out. I don't think Paul gets voted out.
I think Paul and
Paul
Alex
goes up.
Paul and Alex definitely get put up. And then if one of them goes down from the veto, then he'll put up Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Which either way, those
honestly,
big,
I would love Christmas to go home. I would love. I'm done with Christmas. Christmas is annoying. She doesn't win anything.
Useless.
She's just pointless. Like she.
I like Christmas though because she's funny and she's good to look at. I think she's the hottest in the house.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's definitely the hottest in the
house.
Fucking Raven can suck a dick and die.
Yeah, she started that whole rumor about Cody liking her. We don't even need to get into that.
Whatever.
That was ridiculous. Who do you think's gonna win right now?
Man, if Jason were to make it, I think they'd give it
Jason
to
Jason. Hasn't won anything, though. Besides vetoes. I mean, he hasn't won an HOH. He hasn't won anything, really. I would say...
I'm just thinking about...
Paul. I think Paul. Right now.
Yeah,
I think it's Paul's game.
They all love Paul for whatever reason. They all just follow
people
Paul.
People have talked about getting second to Paul.
Oh,
multiple times.
Alex has said, if it comes down to me, you, and Jason, I'm perfectly okay to just giving it to you two and letting y'all battle out. That's what she said. I don't know if she was sincere about it, but she said it. Whatever.
Yeah,
this whole house is... That's why I want Paul to go, because if Paul were to go, then this whole house would just open wide up.
Uh-huh.
New alliances would form.
But Paul's just watching him play the game like this is
Alex
so, like,
and Jason wouldn't have anybody to follow around like puppy. Like, yeah, I think that... I like Paul. He's good in the diary room and everything. He's funny. He's really funny in the diary room.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, like, got everybody under his thumb.
And we all think Cody's going home, right?
Yeah, unless...
I think Cody goes home.
Unless Elena does something stupid.
Well, that was Big Brother, guys. That
you
was
think
Big Brother.
Should, all right, go ahead. Yeah.
Wait, no, what? Would you,
well, I was just going to say, I think it would actually be smarter to get Elena out before Cody. And just to keep
Cody can win too many
Nobody
things.
Is going to vote for Cody to win. Nobody.
But I don't know. I don't know. If he made it to the end, I feel like people might just because...
Yeah, we'll see. I like how they don't think he has a daughter.
Well, he said he had a daughter before.
Yeah, but they say he's full of shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't be a beta. That was his one message to his daughter.
He hasn't said that lately.
I know. I think he's trying to kind of be cool with everybody. All right, well, that was Big Brother, guys. And before we get into our not cools, let me just ask you guys. I'm going to plead to you guys one more time. Maybe... you haven't done it yet, but it would be really awesome if you could get on iTunes and go and review us. Give us a 5-star review or whatever. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Like, just whatever you want to write in the comments. Just fucking roast the fuck out of us. And when we get enough of those bad boys, I will read all of them, especially the good ones, especially the roasts. So please go review us on iTunes. When you do that, if you give us a 5-star review, we show up higher. If you subscribe, first off, if you're not subscribing to Pastor, fucking get it together. Also, if you happen to go to like an Apple store or anything where they've got all the display phones, go on it on the podcast app and subscribe every phone there to Pass the Gravy. Send us a video. We'll retweet it. We'll show it to everybody. That's awesome. What's what we need to do? We need to get some more subscribers. If you are not subscribing to Pass the Gravy, get on your goddamn podcast app, hit subscribe, and you're good. And if you have friends that have iPhones, like get on their phone, just hit subscribe. And then like maybe they don't listen, but maybe they'll open up their podcast app and be like, what's this? And then like they'll get woke like you are and they'll get it. So please review us and subscribe to us on iTunes. 5 stars, roast us. We'll read them all. It'll be fun. Come on, guys. Help us out. Support us so we can show up a little bit higher on the iTunes charts. And then you guys are the OGs that heard us first, right? All right. Anyways, as I was saying, what part is it? It's not cool? I think so. Yeah, cool. Thanks for the answer, guys. All right. Laylettes.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
All right, who wants to go first?
I guess I'll lead us off.
Okay, go for it.
God damn it, man. We talked about us only having like 20 not cools between the two of us. But seriously, I probably have like 10 that I just interchange throughout the week.
Well, I mean, like, there's like different like aspects of it. Yeah.
I mean, you've bitched about shopping carts numerous times.
A lot. It's I'm near and dear to my heart. I still do.
I'm about bike riders one more time. And I promise I'm not going to do it for like another 3 months, maybe.
Bobby Jokes, take over the mic. I'm going to go piss real fast. But I'm listening.
I'll wait it out.
Because
you saw the video, so I wanted you to kind of chime in on this. I'm sitting in Memorial and Shepherd, trying to get home, and there's a light right there at Shepherd, and I'm pulling up to the light, and on Shepherd, turning on Memorial, there's like at least, you saw the video, would you say 100?
At least,
at least 100 bike riders. Robert, are you listening? Taking up like 4 lanes, and they're like at least 100, maybe 200, and they're just going and going and going, and their light turns red, my light turns green, and my like traffic has just stopped, and they're just going and going. And I'm gonna post this video. I'm gonna put it on YouTube somehow. I'm gonna figure it out.
You don't know how to put shit
on
YouTube?
Shut the fuck up, Alex. I don't do that shit. All right,
it's like the easiest thing
in
the world.
Figure out how to put a video. I think you gotta have an account or something.
Oh, you got a Gmail.
Okay, all right, then. I'll figure out how to put this on YouTube.
This guy.
And then I'll send it to you, and you can put it on the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay. And you're just going to see these fucking bike riders. And what the fuck, man? Can't these people just get their shit together? Can't
they just exist, and I
hate
them.
Can't they just stop existing? I was then like 2 days later I was driving down Memorial and I come up to a light and it's red and I'm in the center lane and these two fucking faggy bike riders, they're in the left lane, which is the fast lane, you'd think, right? But they're in the left lane and they just zoom right past the fucking red light, just zoom right, like, nope, not a care in the world, other cars on the road, you gotta stop, but not the fuck us.
Why do you get to go if you're a bike? I don't understand.
There was
that.
A great episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Mac, I think, he throws like a lead pipe at a bike rider, and I just want to fucking do that, man. It makes goddamn sense. It makes zero sense.
Well, I don't understand. Like, I've been at stoplights, and then it's been a red light, and I've seen the guy stop, and then like treat it like it's a stop sign. I'm like, motherfucker, you're on a bike. That doesn't mean that you just get to run red lights.
It doesn't.
Like, I always wish I could just. Can we citizen arrest? I saw that video. There was a guy that did a citizen arrest. Let's fucking citizen arrest bicyclists that fucking run red lights. Just tackle the shit out of them.
City council making it illegal to ride a bike on a sidewalk.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because it's illegal to ride your bike on a sidewalk in New York City. Because you got hundreds of people on the sidewalk in New York City.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
But like, we don't have anyone on the sidewalk.
Not a whole lot of people walking on the sidewalks in Houston. Why can't you ride on a fucking sidewalk in Houston? Why do you have to ride on the street with automobiles? People don't fear automobiles like they should and like they used to. You know what I mean? When I was growing up, it was nothing but look left, look right, then look left again.
We need
and
to thin the herd, though. So these bikers need to get hit. We need to hit.
Like, I swear to God, if I were to hit one of these motherfuckers, what would happen? Would I be charged?
Not all of them.
Because I want to hit one.
But just the guys
of
driving like assholes.
I legitimately want one of them to crack my windshield. I want blood on my car from these
bike
rides.
I can't wait for the day you call me and be like, dude, I fucking hit one. I fucking hit one.
I
like,
swear
oh God,
to God,
no,
man,
no, 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 no! Don't come to my house. I'm not an accessory.
Like, I legitimately, like, listen, obviously, if the little kid is riding in the street in a neighborhood, I'm not going to hit the little
right.
kid. Right. But, you know, if it's a Jew or something.
Whoa, hey, I'm kidding. We just came off a whole Nazi discussion, buddy.
I'm kidding, obviously. Love the Jews folk. But no, if it's like a grown man or a grown woman on your fucking bicycle, like a child.
Yeah.
And just, then another
just
thing.
Just not having to obey traffic like, laws is bullshit. Like, fuck you.
I hate that.
Share the road. Then fucking obey the same fucking laws we do. You don't you get to run red pee. Lights, you fuck.
You can go pee. I'm going to, I just want, I'll play the video of me yelling at the bike riders. Here we go. This is going to be put on the Stuff from the Show page. You can just hear the fucking bike riders going. The light is green now. This
fuck
makes
these guys.
Yeah, that's me.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them all is right. I was pissed. I was pissed off, Robert. They're just going. They're just going. There's hundreds of them. Come here, Robert. You got to see this shit, man.
Light's green, but I can't go because these fucking bike riders.
Look at them. They're just going. They're just going forever. And it was like that for like 5 minutes where hundreds of these bike riders are just riding down the street and like... Is there like a group, like a Facebook page where they all meet up and say, hey, we're going to meet at the intersection of so-and-so and we're all going to ride our bikes. We're going to take the country back.
So it probably is.
That's so fucking gay, man. Get who are these adults?
They shouldn't be able to go, though.
Like the light was green and I sat through an entire cycle of the light being green, then yellow, and then red again. And I was just sitting there, just dying. Just dying.
You were literally dying.
Just dying. Oh my God. And I got to mention, because while I'm on the topic of driving... Every day, every single day, there's this, I mentioned about it before, there's this group of protesters outside this office building next to my apartment, and they were out in full force today.
What are they protesting?
Just Trump in the current, you know.
Just an office building? Like a random office
building? I think they go out on their lunch break, and they hold up signs, and they yell, and I'm like, who the fuck are these people? I want to start a segment on this show where I just ask, who are these fucking people?
Should we interview them.
Who are these people? We should.
Let's do it.
I'll go out there with a microphone. They're literally 100 yards away from me. Give me
Chris on the street.
Yeah, I'll do it. What are you guys out here doing? Why? The fuck? Why don't you
let's make it happen. Bobby Jokes, you want to make a video of this? Let's go try it. Maybe they'll probably get scared.
I mean, there's only like 12 of them out there.
Well, I don't understand. Like, you're an adult that like learns cheerleader phrases. It's like, no more. No more blank.
What's your
number? No more blank. And it's like, do you think that people are like, you know what? With all these people chanting that, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna lower taxes now. Mm-hmm. Good call, guys. They're just protesting Trump, though.
Yeah, it's always.
But I like that you see them all the time. You still are not 100% sure what they're protesting, which shows how effective they're protesting.
It's like sometimes they're protesting Jeff Sessions. Sometimes they're protesting.
I don't even know who Jeff Sessions is.
Oh, good God.
Anyways. Do you know who Jeff Sessions is, Robert?
There you go, Robert. He knows.
Oh, okay. Well, he tells us not to smoke. He's got his attorney general's warning, right? On the back of the cigarettes, right? Surgeon general. Surgeon general is what it is.
God,
okay, it was something
mighty.
General. Something general.
Alex,
I was close.
It has the word attorney in it.
Oh, my God. It's good. It said general,
no, no,
too.
No, no, no,
it said
don't
general.
Make me feel like the stupid one. God, you are...
Oh, because I deal with the fucking, like, attorney general. Oh, I talk so much attorney general
but
talk.
But it's got the word attorney in it. You think the attorney is...
I don't fucking care.
I know you don't care.
I don't fucking care, and I don't fucking know.
That's the bad part, is that you don't care. And, like, you're so... Like, that's...
You know what? Because it's affected my life just as much as
no,
it's affected yours.
No, I know. That's such an easy argument to make, is that it doesn't affect my life. Why do I have to vote? It doesn't affect my...
I'm a white guy, so it doesn't matter to me.
The president doesn't matter. That's such a stupid argument. You and Nick Rykovich are both spouting that bullshit.
It doesn't do anything, dude.
It's so stupid. Whatever. Okay. It doesn't.
Like, you can act all upset about what the president's doing, but it doesn't really affect your life, Dan.
What do you mean the president... How can you say...
Like, how has Donald Trump directly affected your life? Go.
Let's see here. North Korea sees that Donald Trump is acting like a dick, so he's going to start.
But
a bunch
still,
of
it's not really done anything, though, right?
It's
like there's
it's,
no North
no
nuclear
no, there's
attacks.
No nuclear
okay.
attacks, but it started a whole
so,
bunch
so
of tension
really.
between the
so
U.S.
Not
and
really,
North Korea.
Not really anything, then, right?
Alex, was there a conflict between America and North Korea? Was there a threat of nuclear bombs dropping on us before Donald Trump was president? You can't say that the president. Then why do we even do it? Well, tell me why. Why do we even have
just
a president?
Shit talking. It's just shit talking.
Is that
what's going on?
Whatever.
Everybody's doing that. That's what you do.
It's like such an easy argument and so lazy to just say, "Oh, the president doesn't matter."
And just like, no, give me like a real example of like are you super stressed now? Is like your stress levels like off the charts because of this North Korea?
No, no, no,
okay.
No. The president can choose judges who make our laws. The president, or don't make our laws, but follow up on our laws. The president can have an effect on who becomes our next congressman, who make our laws. The president can have an effect on who raises taxes and who doesn't raise taxes. The president has an effect on a lot
but
of
But just,
things.
Like, you still are, like, directly...
Not day to day. There's okay. not going to be a day where...
But it seems like everybody talking about it is like, Trump is affecting my life right now.
It's not going to be like this. The world is like this one day, and then, boom, Trump becomes president, and then the world is just black. It's not, boom, like that.
Well, the world wouldn't be black with Trump anyways. If you think about it, it would be white.
What if Barack Obama was president during World War II?
I don't fucking know.
He probably wouldn't have engaged the way... You know,
do you think? Yeah, we would have just let everybody beat us.
Events probably wouldn't have played out the way they did. They probably wouldn't have been okay with dropping a bomb on Japan.
Yeah, well,
you can't say
beta
that
move.
You can't,
beta move.
You can't say that the
beta
president,
move.
It's such a, like, I
if you don't
want to
drop
argument.
The atom bomb right there,
I hate that fucking argument.
That's why I like you know good old
makes,
LBJ.
You know
say
make,
all you want about him,
you know
and Lady Bird.
Those
he dropped that goddamn bomb when he had to.
Stupid people and unintelligible people, and people have no idea. They have no opinion, so they just say, "Oh, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter." That's such a fucking idiotic statement.
It doesn't affect me day to day, so I'm cool with it.
Okay.
That's just why I you can be upset about things that are out of your control, or you can not be upset about things that are out of your control.
At what point will you care? Because
if it's not when it's like an actual issue,
you're going to have to care, right?
When it's an actual issue. Like when there's a fucking nuke that gets dropped.
So you're going to wait until that day comes and hope to God whoever's president at that time is okay. That you're not making any logical sense.
We got to thin the herd out anyways, so this wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing.
Stupid.
Like, we wiped out a lot of people. Okay, less of us.
Barstool mentality.
I don't know
fucking,
about that, and don't you dare talk about Barstool sports like
that. Fucking idiots. I remember watching those dumbasses on Comedy Central during the Super Bowl, and they were like, ah, whatever, I don't care about that, blah, blah. And they were just like, ah, it doesn't matter. Like,
so that's not like why I say it, though. I'm saying it because
stupid.
It doesn't affect my life.
No, I know why you're not saying it. Whatever. I just hate that fucking argument. It makes no sense. Because why do we do
really
it? Why do we do it in the first place? Why have we done it for hundreds of years? Why does every other fucking country, every civilized country,
well, just no, like freaking
it?
Out about the president?
No,
like, it's
I get,
not. It's stupid.
I
it's
get
wasting
that.
Your like you're
that.
Wasting a lot of energy.
No, I get that. The people I made the point
like
that the people who are protesting, those people are
wasting
dummies.
Your energy.
Those people are dummies. But to say that it has zero effect on you is first off wrong.
I can't tell you one thing Trump has done that's affected me.
All right, well, weren't you bitching about last year about Obamacare and having to go through Obamacare to get health care? How can you...
That was like one thing, or no, two
that
things
was
with
one
Obama.
Thing.
Two
so
things.
There you go.
Two
so
entire things with
you
Obama.
You just proved my goddamn point. You just proved my fucking point.
So
because
8 years, two things.
Because that's two things for you.
For 8 years.
But think about the people who were serving in the military, and then Obama downsized the military, and then those people eventually lost their jobs.
Right, I'm not saying... I'm just saying, for me, until it affects me, then I'll start fucking paying attention.
What's
like,
the
I don't
saying?
Really care.
First they came for this guy, and I said nothing first, and then they came for that guy, and then I said nothing, and then they came for me.
Is this your queer as a $3 bill thing? Is that what that is?
God, Alex.
Or gay as a $3 bill?
So
is that what he said?
Fucking retarded.
Whoa!
No, it
whoa!
Is.
Whoa! And would now you, we're dropping R words. Huh.
God, would you please stop doing the whoa thing?
Whoa!
I'm just going to say faggot.
Whoa!
Nigger.
Well, you're black. You can say that. I can't.
Oh, God, all fucking mighty.
What if I use that as the ending for the show?
Just the N-word?
Just you saying that? And then, well, you're black. You can say that.
That's fine.
Anyways, let's get to my not cool, because I have two not cools for you. One's a decent one. One's not a decent one. The first one is golf. That's really not cool right now because the goddamn PGA Championship that Justin Thomas won fucking went late. They had to go to playoff or whatever it was, and my DVR that was set to run for Big Brother fucked up because it went late, so Big Brother got like 20 minutes in, and then I couldn't watch
it. You blame
it.
Golf.
So I had to watch the next day, which
I
sucked.
Wish DVRs would know.
Right?
Like when?
Like it's 2017. Smart TV?
Wait a
my
second.
Ass.
Wait a second. This game's going into overtime?
Huh.
I'm just going to go ahead and record this next...
Wait, if you notice with games, they'll always be like, how much longer do you want to record after? And it'll be like, an hour. I always record an hour after the game's supposed to be over. But that's my not cool, just because I fucked up my DVR and it ruined my Sunday night. Not really ruined it, but I was just like, God damn, I wanted to watch Big Brother, now I got 20 minutes in Big Brother.
I came home like at 7:50. So you didn't go watch the whole episode?
They like got to the competition and then it was over. Mm. It like stopped. But they had to watch all of fucking 20 minutes or 60 minutes.
I got home like at 7:58 and then turned on my DVR and realized, holy fuck, why is golf still on? Why is 60 minutes still on is what was on after. And then I was like, oh shit, now I gotta record Candy Crush. So that's what I did.
All right, and my next not cool is, now this is classic Pass the Gravy where we hate on something and then we play it so we promote it. So this is a commercial that I don't like, but I'm going to play the commercial to show you why I don't like it, which is really just giving free advertisement to them. But Have you seen this rapping teacher commercial from Microsoft talking about their new like thing? I fucking hate it so much. It's my least favorite commercial on TV right now.
It's pretty bad.
Just like, oh hey, it's hip. Like
they
I can
call
teach
it the
kids.
Remainder. It's the number that remains.
Not what? A rap. Not a rap. Doesn't rap has to rhyme, right? I don't know. I'm pretty sure it has to rhyme. You have to say it real fast. And he's just got a fancy like the Weeknd haircut. That's all he's doing. And it's like, oh, I'm the rapping teacher. But anyways, this is it.
When kids are coming into my classroom, they know that Mr. Jackson is the rapping teacher.
We call it the remainder. That's the number that remains.
Piece of education. Using the pen for the first time on the Windows 10 PC, it's great. I'm able to...
He's using the pen, and what he's writing with the pen that's helping him, that's showing why Microsoft new bullshit knockoff iPad is awesome, is he's writing quotient equals answer on a whiteboard. It's a picture of the actual classroom. He's writing it with a pen, though. So, like, that's what we need. We could have just written it on a whiteboard. But why? We have a surface.
I like
whatever
different
happened to
rhyme
overhead
schemes.
Projectors.
I can actually...
That's what I'm talking about.
I see my lines when I'm shading in. I can change the weight drawing directly on my screen. I couldn't do this on my Mac. I different rhyme schemes.
I can look up different rhyme schemes.
My lines when I'm shading in.
Eminem didn't do that.
The weight drawing directly on my screen. I couldn't do this on my Mac.
So now he's like drawing.
I love how they do that. Can you pause it? I love the. I couldn't do this on my Mac.
I couldn't do this on my Mac. Oh, I don't know.
Little remark. Couldn't do this on my Mac. Yeah, let's go take a look. Let's go take a look at the sales. And who's selling more, Surfaces or iPads? Who's selling more?
Because Mac doesn't talk shit about them at all.
If I were Apple, I would just take out a 30-second spot where I just put Apple's numbers up and then Microsoft's numbers up, and just like just black and white text, no words, no music, no nothing, just 30 seconds of that.
Remember the old Justin Long commercials?
Oh, those were great.
Where he was just basically like, "Oh, I can do this," and he's like, "I'm old and I don't know how to do anything." He's like, "Yeah, fuck you, PC." But like that's like they're trying to do that. But Mac doesn't say anything. Like, Apple doesn't ever say anything. And then they're like, oh, by the way, here's our new iPad. It's dope as shit.
When's the last time you heard,
this just in, people waiting outside the Microsoft store for their new Surfaces. They've been, sir, you've been
there
out
are
here.
People that do that. They're just nerds.
Are there?
They're nerds.
That wait out line just like
nerds.
They do for Apple?
Not that, I mean, you're
not
probably
to the,
a nerd
not to the
if you
extent.
Wait outside the Apple store. But like, it's like, oh, well, the actual, the running platform on it is better. The this is that. Well, the apps and this
real
is
quick,
better.
What was the product that they were selling in the office?
The printers.
Yeah, but weren't
they? Saber.
Saber, that's right. The Saber
pyramids. I was watching, I'm still watching, like, I'm on time number 5 through the office this year. I was watching where they like just got bought by Saber and they did the...
are you rewatching that again?
Party in the USA. Like they did the parody of that, but they thought it was Sabry. Or Saber.
Oh, yeah.
Sabry. And then, like, they're like, well, it's actually Saber. And he's like,
oh,
well,
that
fuck, that, like, ruins the whole song.
Are you rewatching that again?
But if he was the rapping teacher, he could have just done that. And it would have been like, no, it's a rap. I'm rapping, though. Because, like, Chris, you want me to rap?
Go ahead.
They call this the microphone because it's the mic I talk into. Oh, man, these kids are lit, dude. Now, you do one. You do one. No?
I'm sorry. I was reading something.
Oh, I'll do another. They call it Lone Star Beer because it's the beer that I'm drinking.
They call it Coca-Cola because it's got Coca-Cola in it.
We're rapping teachers.
We're rappers
now.
Do you
want to try one, Bobby? Come on. Come on. Give it a go.
They call me Bobby Jokes because I tell lots of jokes. Just say that. Just go.
Okay. They call me Bobby Jokes because I tell lots of jokes.
You know, come on.
You know what's better than that?
What's the original here?
You know, you know what's honestly better than that but has been fucked out to death by every like sitcom I'm going to rap is the...
diss tracks.
What's the Chicago...
Still, you're expecting me to know it
based
off a city?
Oh my god, I'm fucking blanking. My name is Chris, and I'm here to say... Da-na-na-na. Like, that's done every... and that's just such an awful, annoying
rap.
I hate that.
My
name is so-and-so, and I'm here to say... Ba-da-da, like that, here to say,
but just,
gets me.
Obviously, we're Apple guys. I am an Apple guy. Bobby Jux, you're kind of like half, right? Like, you like have the phone that's not an Apple, but you got a MacBook.
That. How's that work?
Because you know that MacBooks are superior.
The only thing I have is the MacBook.
But it's like the most superior computer ever, right?
Yeah, for what I need it for. Yeah.
Which would make you think maybe an iPhone is probably superior to your
phone.
But you can't deny it. You can't deny it. It's the operating system on the Android's platform is better, according to these gigawatts and this. Like, I hate how this, you're trying to, like, smear Apple. It's like, Apple's not going to get smeared, you motherfucker. You piece of shit, weekend-looking motherfucker, dude, that's just standing here. And like, oh, hey, guess who saw Freedom Riders and just tried to, like, if we made learning cool, kids are going to get to it. And I just think of that South Park episode. It's like, we have to reach these kids.
We have to reach these kids.
Aren't some of the Apple commercials kind of, like, really, really dumb. Like, they were...
They're just basic.
They were brave and courageous for taking the headphone jack off of the new phone.
I mean, I'm not saying that was great.
It's still good.
But they're not trying to, like, slam Microsoft.
But then the thing, the next, when they released
the Microsoft's about to have no headphones, so...
The phone, they couldn't... They went back with the headphone jack on their laptop, even though they're brave and courageous.
But, like what's also going to be funny is how they're, like everybody else is shitting on Apple for getting rid of the headphone jack, and, like, I saw that the new Android phone is going to not have a headphone jack.
My phone doesn't have a headphone jack.
Oh, you have... Is that the new Android?
This came out before... This was before Apple did.
Well, but I like how, like, those people were the ones shitting on it, and they're like, well, also, you know what? We just got rid of that jack to make it a little bit thinner. And it's like, well, then you're kind of following Apple.
I think last year's Google phone, like,
like, a Surface wouldn't exist, though. My point is, a Surface wouldn't exist without an iPad existing.
Yeah, probably.
Which is, like, you're just a ripoff of Apple anyways. I don't care what the... Like, we got a USB. I have a computer, motherfucker. Like, I'm cool with that. I have both. Like, that's what people do. I don't need just one. I don't need an iPad that I can also turn into a computer if I feel like it. And I get that, like, maybe you just want one. But, like, you're trying to sell them the little things because you're not going to make up for it in the long run.
Yeah.
Like, MacBooks, fucking dope as shit.
Yeah, I like mine.
Everything Apple's awesome. I don't care. I'm going to, like, when the new, I'm not going to say it because it hasn't gone off yet, the Echo, I'm not going to say her name, but it's my name plus an A. And, I'm not going to say it, but when they have the Apple Home that comes out, I'm totally replacing my Amazon one with that.
Oh, are they coming out with that?
Oh, yeah. Siri Home or whatever the fuck it is, it's going to be dope.
All right, I call dibs on that one then.
They call it the remainder. It's the number that remains.
They call it the Apple Home. It's the Apple that's in your home. So, yeah. The rapping teacher commercial is also my not cool this week. Bobby Jokes is colorblind. Is that yours again?
Yeah, and also on my way here, I was at a stop sign twice, and both times, like, the people weren't looking, so just went ahead and cut me off.
These whores. Did you call him a cunt?
No, I didn't.
Say cunt.
No.
Come on. Come on.
Robert, come on.
I'm not going to.
Say fuck.
Nope.
Do you not curse?
No.
Why?
I just don't.
You've never had, like, shit. Like.
What do you do when you stub your toe?
Gosh dag nabbit.
I say ow.
I say ow.
Well, fiddlesticks.
Robert. Since when? Have you never cursed?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't feel like there's any reason to.
Man, I wish I were Robert. I wish I lived my life like Robert does.
He's a good model citizen.
He's
to, like,
a good egg.
That's why, like, he balances us out.
I bet your girlfriend's parents love you.
I think so.
Yeah, I bet so. Dude, they have to. How could they not? Like, what's one thing negative about Robert?
Does your girlfriend
curse? Nothing.
No.
She doesn't curse.
Colorblindness.
Like, but, like, that doesn't affect them. He's, like, on, like, a podcast that cusses every other word.
You don't have a problem with what we say?
Do we offend you ever?
No.
That's what I like about him. He doesn't care. No. That's fucking funny. Bobby Jokes is a good Ed. I'm glad, like, we've added him.
I wouldn't want to be in a place that only, like, agrees with me. Like, I'm glad, you know, that we're here. We have, you know, different opinions.
We go Nazi talk.
Yeah.
That's the, like, real hard-hitting things,
yeah,
right?
We talk about things. We're real. We're a real podcast.
We're woke.
Uh-huh.
We're woke. Even though Chris hates that term and he's just on his phone again. This is 2 weeks in a row. Chris has been on his phone while we've been doing an entire podcast. But whatever.
Fuck up, Alex.
Oh, so I'm still on my phone.
Nobody knew until you said something.
Well, because I'm keeping everybody else woke. We're the wokest podcast there is. And actually, if they're watching, they can see too. But anyways, that was our Not Cool Then, huh? How about that? Now, let's move on to... I don't think I have any reads left, do I? No. No?
And? They call it the remainder. It's the number that
I hate it so much. I hate it so much. All right. But you know what I'm excited about? So, like, we've been doing this rap covers as our, like, outro song. We've got two possible choices. We're going to be able to pick a choose-your-own-adventure. Bobby Jokes and Chris are going to have to decide what we're going to listen to on the way out. But it's Lil Uzi Vert. That's what I've been obsessed with this last week. Lil Uzi Vert, excuse me. I think it's the worst rap name ever.
He's got a song on the Fast and Furious soundtrack.
I don't even know what the name of the song we're going to play is. It's like XOR something is what it is. But it's his hit song. But anyways, before we get to Lil Uzi Vert, guys, this is Answers.
Well, if you just answered the question, why don't you just answer the question? Be honest. No big deal. Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Yep.
Answers.
If you have any questions you'd like to send to the answers segment to be read on the show, and remember there's no such thing as a stupid question. If you think it's a stupid question, send it to us. We'll read it and it'll piss Chris off, but I'm all for it. We're gonna get to the bottom of it. Answers@passthegravypod.com. Also, you can tweet them to us @passthegravypod on Twitter. I'm @AlexJMiddleton. Chris is @RealChrisHogan, and Bobby Jokes is @RobertBarbosa03. Alrighty, let's start off with our buddy Bobby Jokes. And he asked, he texted me this the other day, and I was like, we're going to use this for answers, buddy. And it said, how far do you think you have to dig to be out of the country?
To be out of the country?
Like, because you know, like, you can, like, leave the country. Like, you can go to Canada, but, like, how far do you have to dig to get to, like, China, where you're officially not in America? Like, you have international waters? Do we have international soil?
I think eventually you just get to molten rock and lava and stuff like that, don't you?
Which is why that's why the Earth is hot. There's no such thing as global warming. It's not from the sun. The sun is actually cold, which is why space is cold.
You'd have to go deeper than
but that's why the magma oil heats
because,
us up.
You know, people who have oil on their property, it's theirs because they own that mm-hmm. property.
Or does the oil just come out there?
I don't know. It's a solid question.
I mean, I think you definitely got to dig past the core.
I don't think you can dig to China, though.
Yeah, they've shown it on a lot of TV shows, so I'm pretty sure you can. Agree to disagree on this one. But, yeah, I think you're going to have to dig at least past the mantle, as they call it. And I think I learned that in geography. Don't know where it is, but it's... it's
learned that in geography?
Geology.
There you go.
And one of them. Geo something. Look, I didn't do great in school, guys, so fucking get off my ass about it. I passed. I got a degree. Where's yours, huh? Huh? Where's your degree? Somewhere. Huh? Huh? I guess I'm the most learned person on this podcast.
Oh, you're making fun of me because I didn't go to college.
If we're going to be big learned guys here, me, and then Bobby Jokes, and then you.
You can't just say the word learned and expect to sound smart.
I can, and I did. Okay. Duh. Yeah.
This is a house of learned doctors.
This is a house of learned doctors. You're not a doctor. You're a fat, curly-headed fuck.
Easy.
That was exactly what he said, though, but whatever. Yeah, what are your thoughts on this, Bobby Jokes? Like, how far do you think you got to go?
Pretty far, I got to get.
Like, where? Like past the mantle?
Past the mantle.
Past.
Yeah.
We're going to set on that.
We're set on that.
But just stay, like, think about it. Like, the sun is not hot. It's cold. Lava is really what's causing global warming, and we're all like, why is it so hot? Because there's fucking lava in the earth, dumbasses. And now, if we're going to look at it even further, because we did the whole moon thing last time, but like, how many volcanoes do you know that go off all the time? Maybe this lava is a little overdue. You know, like, this lava is bubbling up. It's getting hotter. It's getting hotter in the middle of the earth, and that's what's heating up this whole planet. So that's global warming for us, guys, and I solved that. So we just answered a question and solved global warming all in one thing.
Just nod out.
This
Robert.
Is the podcast that does it all. The most versatile podcast on iTunes. So, yeah, the mantle is how far you have to dig to be out. What country are you in then? Or are you just in international dirt?
International soil.
Yeah. All right. Greg Baker writes in and says, where does a shark's face end? I guess a shark's kind of like all face, right? Like, no. Fin? At the fin.
There you go, at the fin.
The fin, that's
fair.
Where
are the gills?
Ooh, where did it, now, embrace debate. Embrace debate. The gills or fin?
Gills.
Oh, you're a gills guy. I'm more of a fin guy.
Okay.
But what if they cut it off for shark fin soup? Then we don't have any fin. Then, like, is it just where the fin was cut off? What do you think?
There's a neck. There's an area where the shark has a throat, where his throat starts and his stomach begins.
But he's still just a lot of face. Like, I feel like the half of the shark's body is face.
Are you talking about his face or his head? Because there's a difference.
Face.
His face?
Face.
And it's just his eyes and his nose and his mouth.
I'm going to go... I think fin. I think fin is where it ends.
Okay.
Agree or disagree? All right.
Who asked
again,
this question?
That was Greg Baker.
Don't ask anyone
questions.
He writes
a lot of questions, so we're cool with Greg Baker. Thank you for writing in, Greg. I appreciate it. Even though Chris doesn't. Sean Comets writes in again, our buddy. And he says, zebra racing. What's the holdup?
It was a thing. Racing stripes.
Don't
hello?
People want to watch the stripes run?
Racing stripes.
I just like that he calls it watching the stripes run. I think. Like, you want to go see the ponies? You want to go down to the track, watch the ponies? Let's go see the stripes race. You want to go watch the stripes race real quick?
Racing Stripes was a movie.
Not a real movie, though.
I mean,
like, not like an actual, not based on a true story.
If Seabiscuit was a real movie, then this
if
is.
If Seabiscuit
real
was based on a true story, I don't
who
think
was
this
in
was.
Racing Stripes. Cause that
was it Tobey Maguire?
Was it Tobey Maguire?
No, because it couldn't have ever been as good as Seabiscuit.
Bruce Green. Oh, I guess it was Nobody Good.
Yeah, well. I'm going to say, yeah. I'm with you right there on that, Sean. Like, I want to watch. I think though, I think Sam Houston Race Park does the like ostrich and camel races, and I think zebra races were like part of it. I'm not positive though.
They should do midget races. I'd pay to see the little guys run.
I like midget darts. Midget darts is what I want to see from Wolf of Wall Street. If they're game to play, like if we could play with midget darts, like I'd be down. If we have any midgets listening, little people, what have you, if you're listening to the podcast and you'd be cool wearing Velcro suits and letting us throw you on a Velcro dartboard,
we would definitely do that. How a word can become so offensive and so egregious in such a short amount of time.
It just gives you something to get worked up about. I mean, I don't agree that words really harm.
It's like midget was perfectly okay. Midget,
I'm not calling people little people.
Little people sounds more offensive.
Dwarf
sounds like even worse.
Midget sounds like you got your own thing. You got
like,
your name.
Little
you
person name. Is like, oh, you're not. You're just a little person.
Look at this little
look
person.
Look at this little person.
He's like a real person. He's little.
But the midget is a midget.
They have like the National Little People's Association or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, it's midget.
It's midget. I know you go, oh my god, he said the F word, but it's like faggot.
Whoa!
10 years ago, faggot was faggot, and
it really means a bundle of sticks or a cigarette.
Now it's like you are just fucking ostracized if you say that word. It's my favorite word, partly because it pisses people off when I say it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And it sounds right. It does. When you call somebody...
We'll cut that. We'll isolate that a little bit, and we'll play that.
It's like cunt.
Cunt's great. Cunt's my favorite word, I think.
Faggot is one of my favorite words, for sure.
You fucking cunt! It pisses a lot of people off, too, but that's on its way out, I feel like. So? We've only got a couple years left of cunt.
God.
We'll be the podcast that brings cunt back, though.
I'm not letting them take cunt away from
cunt
me.
Cunt is mine.
They already took
faggot I can
away
call
from
it
me.
A cunt if
they
I want to call it a cunt.
They take midget away from me.
Like, why can't we call, like, a weird, horrible name for a penis? Like, come up with one of those, and I'll let you have that all you want.
Jiffle-maffle. There you go.
Jiffle-maffle.
Yeah, no.
You fucking jiffle maffle. Oh, yeah, have that. That's cool. I don't care. I'm not even upset. You're right. I am being a jiffle maffle. You cunt. Yeah, fucking cunt. It's just like calling someone a cunt feels so satisfying. And like I told you with the putting the cart back thing, like the reaction you get, especially out of older women, is just, it just you win the argument immediately because it's throwing them off and then they're out of their element. And then I have the control at that point in time. And it's like, oh, that's probably somebody's going to interpret that as me being like a sexist pig that's just trying to manipulate women. But I'm not.
Chauvinist.
Chauvinist. That's a fun word to use, too. All right. So zebra racing. I'm down for you. We need to get more zebra races. Like I'm down. We don't need horse racing tracks. We need zebra racing tracks. Let's get those fast tracked to the United States of America. Good question, Mr. Sean Cummins. Mark Willow, I don't believe he's written in, so welcome to the podcast. I'm sorry if I forgot that you've written in before. He says, at what point does a garden become a park? Ooh, that's a good question. Now, also...
Mad monkey bars?
Well, also, we're going to have to go and look at the like terminology, because if you're an English fella, you know, from England, the garden is the backyard. So at what point would a backyard become a garden, maybe? I don't know.
Wait, did they say... Backyard or garden?
Well, garden is what like English people
call
their backyard.
Okay.
The garden. Just playing with the kids in the garden.
Okay. God, you're awful at accents.
Oh, it's playing with the kids in the garden. That was the worst English accent. The garden. No, I'm just trying to make it wet. I don't know. When do you think a garden becomes a park? When a statue's put out there?
When a garden becomes
a park? You have to have a statue and a fountain at least. That's a park for me. A statue and a fountain.
Or a bench.
A bench, statue, and fountain. Those are three essential things every park has to have.
Monkey bars.
A walking path. Maybe like you can like walk across. But it's got to be like around it. You know, like Central Park kind of has, you can go all the way around the park. Most parks you can like Memorial Park, a lot of those. I think you got to have a walk / running path on it. And then you got to have a statue, a fountain, and a bench at least where you can sit. Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
That's definitely a park. Other than that, like a garden, really, you're just growing fruit and stuff, right? Like unless it's a backyard, which I mean, I don't know. We're a little in the gray area right here, but I'm liking the question. It was a solid question. It was from Mark Willow. Now this is from Amy Christine and Bobby Jokes. I need you to get back over here on the microphone because this was especially a question that was asked for you, and it's about a certain song. Now, let me see if I can. There we go. This is Despacito. Now, you are a resident Spanish speaker on Pass the Gravy, which means everybody's just going to ask you to translate things apparently now. Because Amy, because we learned nadando is swimming. We learned that. And now Amy Christine writes in and says, in the song Despacito, are they saying less burrito? It really sounds like it to me. Maybe Bobby Jokes can translate it for me. It's in the chorus. The lyrics say so oido, but I heard less burrito. Now, what does soy or so oido mean?
Well, those actually aren't the lyrics. They say al oído.
Al oído.
Which means to the ear.
To the ear. Yeah, now, read the sentence. Like, what does the whole, like, chorus say?
It says, deja que te diga cosas al oído.
What does that mean?
That's the part that I think she's talking about, and that means that let me whisper things in your ear.
Oh, let me sweet talk. It's like the Spanish version of whispering sweet nothings. Yes, very good. So that's what that means. It doesn't mean burrito at all.
It's not
mean. Now, reading over the lyrics of the song as you're doing right now, do you see anything that could possibly mean burrito?
I don't think
so. Or Chipotle, Freebirds, any Mexican restaurant, anything food related. No?
It's funny that you said Chipotle or Freebirds or any Mexican restaurant. Neither of those are Mexican.
Well, burrito is a Mexican dish, so maybe, you know, back off. Favorito! What is a despacito?
Despacito means slowly.
Lonely?
Slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Jeez, this song is just... I don't get it. Like, I don't get... Like, you're of Hispanic descent.
Mm-hmm.
This your jam?
No, I do. I vehemently.
You don't like this song. Daddy Yankee?
No.
He taught me what gasoline meant in Spanish.
Oh yeah.
Daga daga gasolina. Is that your favorite song growing up?
No, I heard that. I heard that growing up though.
Who is your favorite Spanish singer?
Spanish singer? I don't really. The one that really sticks out to me is
Enrique Iglesias.
No, Cumbia Kings.
Cumpleanos.
Cumbia Kings. They're like, I don't know.
It means whatever. Kings, obviously. Yeah. I learned that from that.
It like means beat, I guess. Beat Kings, I don't know.
Beat Kings? That's kind of cool. I like that. That's a, like a rap.
But South kind Park of. Mexican. You don't like SPM?
What's SPM?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to know about
this. Chris just throwing random things out there. I don't fucking understand.
Oh, please. I bet you half our listeners know about SPM. They're a fucking Houston rap group. And one of them got convicted of, he may or may not have had sexual relations with a minor.
El minoro sexo. Is that how you say it? How would you say have sex with a minor
nothing
in Spanish?
Nothing too fancy, just your average tombstone.
Sexo con un minor. I don't know how to say minor.
What does puta mean in Spanish?
That means that's a bad word.
I was trying to. I was trying to see if he would say it, so we gave him to cuss. That's going to be our new game. We're just going to try to see if we get Bobby Jokes to cuss. Which means we're just going to annoy the fuck out of him until he's like, fuck you guys! Or he'll just quit, which is bad. So maybe we won't do that on second thought. So thank you for helping Amy. We're going to Rosetta Stone right here. We got, basically. So if you have any more Spanish questions, you know, let us know. And Bobby Jokes will, he'll decipher that for you. Because, I mean, I know I'm sure we have Google Translate. But why use that when you have Bobby Jokes? So thank you, Bobby Jokes. We've now learned narrando. And whispering softly in your ear from Bobby Jokes. But yeah, Despacito, don't get it. Not a big fan of the song, don't understand it, but whatever. Anyways, that was it, guys. That was all of our questions for answers. I like that Bobby Jokes has taken over the answers segment now. I love that. He's finally, like, he's completely immersed in the podcast. He's bringing in questions. He's getting asked questions. We didn't either get, neither one of us got asked questions. I mean, I get you. You're a Cowboys fan. Nobody wants to. Whoa! Chris almost spilled
freaking
beer.
Out over
all,
here.
Oh, we have a fucking table full of equipment, and there's you almost spilled beer on it.
A sip and a half of beer in there.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. I assumed it was full. So, yeah, that was it. That was the answers question. Once again, if you want to submit any of them, answers at pastthegreatpod.com. Fuck you, phone. Quit calling me. And
gay ringtone.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
No, whoa. But yeah, that was it. Answers at pastthegreatpod.com. I am at Alex J. Middleton. The podcast is at pastthegreatpod. Chris is at Chris Hogan. Or at Real Chris Hogan, excuse me. And then Bobby Jokes is at Robert Barbosa 03. Now the question left for you guys is, do we want to go out with the acoustic version of Lil Uzi Vert or the punk/emo version?
I'll take acoustic for 300.
You want to go with that, Bobby Jokes? What about
acoustic.
You? You want to go acoustic? All right, two votes acoustic. I just thought it seems kind of like an emo song. All my friends are dead. shoot me in the head or whatever the fuck he's saying. So I thought it'd be funny to hear it as a new track. But, you know, everybody gets to pick. And this is a choose-your-own-adventure, so we never really know what we're getting on Passive Gravy. Please share us with a friend. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love all you guys. And until next week, motherfuckers. Pass the gravy, bitches!
I don't really care if you cry. I'm the really should never lie. Should've saw the way she looked me in my eyes. She said, baby, I'm not afraid to die. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. Through two nights all red, inside all wet, like something you ride a sled down. I just want that head. My Britney got mad. I'm barely a man now. Everybody got same swag now. One way that I trap now. Stacking my bands all the way to the top. All the way till my bands falling over. Every time that you leave your spot, your girlfriend call me like, come on over. I like the way that she treat me. Gon' leave me, won't leave me. I call her at Casanova. She said I'm insane, yeah. I wanna blow my brain out. Controlling me, all the pain now I can feel it. I swear it's on me, yeah. I don't really care if you cry. I'm the really should've never lied. I saw the way she looked me in my eyes. She said I am not afraid to die. Yeah, all my friends are dead. Put me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Oh, put me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Jason, fast car, NASCAR, race on. In the club, they got no one that we were big, no. Girls from overseas, got the racks and all they see. No, you is not a G, though. Looking at you stacking all your money, it all green, though. I was counting and it's not 20s, it's a G roll. She said, you're the worst, you're the worst. I cannot die, this is my universe. I don't really care if you cry. I'm the really should never lie. Should've saw the way she looked me in my eyes. She said, baby, I'm not afraid to die. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead.
You're Tom Petty as fuck Tom right Petty now. As-